Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
As opponents of his plan have a short memory.
That's what some of the special interests and lobbyists are going to be counting on, that somehow we've forgotten the disaster that arose out of their reckless behavior.
House Republican Whip Eric Cantor says the administration's taking the wrong approach.
We need smart regulation. We don't necessarily mean more regulation.
White House Economic Advisor Christina Romer disagrees.
One of the crucial things that we know caused the mess that we're in now is lax financial regulation.
So the administration plans the biggest regulatory changes since the Great Depression. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And the president today takes a step that could mute some of the anger caused by his refusal so far to abolish the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Aides say Mr. Obama will sign an executive order giving the domestic partners of federal workers, including same-sex partners, access to some health and financial benefits. For opponents of gay marriage, one more setback. For gay rights campaigners, one small victory from a president they say has been slow to deliver on campaign promises.
We hope this is the beginning of many more steps because it's a long journey to get to a quality on this issue.
Gay rights leader Molly McKay. Civilian employees at the Pentagon will reportedly come under the new order. The partners of men and women in uniform will not. Nick?
No let up from the opposition in Iran. There are plans for a third day of street protests, and defeated presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi is calling for a new mass rally tomorrow in an open challenge to the government. This woman says Iranians will keep raising their voices.
We just hope that our government would listen to the will of the people. That's all I can hope for.
Supporters of Mousavi have made widespread use of the Internet, says Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Daragahi, who's been watching events unfold in Tehran.
Every other kid at one of these demonstrations is like an amateur journalist holding up their cameras and taking footage and pictures of the scenes, and then immediately running home and uploading this stuff.
And they've been using social networking sites to spread their message and coordinate activities. But now, says CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Tehran, the authorities are cracking down.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard said through state news services today that Iranian websites and bloggers are going to have to remove any materials that, as they said, create tension or they'll face legal action. Now Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter have all been shut down.
Well, there is fresh evidence that Big Brother may be watching more closely than earlier believed. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Based on accounts of current and former NSA staffers, some in Congress believe the surveillance of Americans' emails and phone calls has been much wider than first acknowledged. Former NSA analyst Russell Tice fears it may go beyond people here contacting others overseas.
I'm not talking about Americans that are talking to anyone in India or Pakistan. We're talking about someone who, in Kansas, who's calling someone in Texas.
Officials call the overcollection inadvertent. New Jersey Congressman Rush Holt tells the New York Times it appears flagrant. Nick?
Deja vu all over again for NASA as it scrubs the latest attempt to launch Shuttle Endeavour because of a hydrogen gas leak. Here's CBS's Peter King.
They're emptying the fuel tank, and after they purge all the noxious gases from the system, engineers will look at the vent line, the connector, and the fuel tank itself.
And once we get it fixed and we're confident that we have a solution that's going to work and allow us to go fly safely, then we'll proceed forward.
Shuttle manager Leroy Kane says Endeavour's next possible launch date is July 11th. This is particularly frustrating because a fix that worked back in March didn't work this time. Now they have to figure out what's changed. Peter King, CBS News, the Kennedy Space Center.
4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. This month of violent weather has been an expensive one for Colorado.
For the past 8 days, Mother Nature has really taken us on a wild weather ride. And the price tag for all of that severe weather has added up to an early estimate of about $161 million in insured losses.
Carol Walker of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association says the last 8 days taken together rank as the fifth most expensive storm damage event in Colorado, behind the $193 million from the Windsor tornado last year. The most expensive storm damage in the state was from a hailstorm in July of 1990. Boulder police are questioning four men after a medical marijuana store was held up. The New Options Wellness Clinic was robbed yesterday yesterday afternoon by men who took two large tubs of marijuana, took some cash and some surveillance equipment. Witnesses managed to get a license plate number, and the men were arrested. And no go for the Rockies. They were hoping to set a franchise record by winning their 12th in a row. Instead, they were clobbered by the Tampa Bay Rays 12-4. Fans will look forward to tonight and a possible new winning streak begun. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building just a little bit. Southbound 225 on that approach.
Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change. Days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs.
Ladies and gentlemen,
actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's 4th wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
On Friday, and I did decide on Estes Park. A couple of the places I was looking at are fully booked, but we did find a nice place up there and plan on going up on Friday, hanging out. They got a pool. They got a spa there. Looks like a nice room that we're booked in. So really excited. My wife kind of wanted to go to Estes Park. She hadn't been there since she was a kid. And the downtown Estes Park is pretty fun. So we'll do some shopping. I didn't buy her anything yet. I think I'm just she's like, well, why don't we just go shopping on Saturday and you can buy me something in Estes Park. So I think that's what I may do. But I will pick up some daffodils beforehand. Good morning, Stacy, if you're listening. I love you. Happy anniversary week. Today, I tell you what, when I came in this morning, I started cruising around the internet. It was like difficult for me to try to put this all together because there's a lot of stories going on, a lot to talk about. And I got a few stories I'm going to try to relate together and maybe ask you a central question on it. Bill Press was talking about this a little bit last hour as well. Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada, leading conservative mentioned as a potential presidential candidate, admitted Tuesday he had an extramarital affair with a woman who was a member of his campaign staff. Last year I had an affair. I violated the vows of my marriage, Ensign said at a brief news conference. It is the worst thing I have ever done in my life. If there ever was anything in my life that I could take back, this would be it. Ensign spokesman Tori Mazzola said the affair took place between December 07 and August 08 with a campaign staffer who was married to an employee in Ensign's Senate office. Neither has worked for the senator since May 2008. Ensign, 51, said he would not mention the name of the campaign aide involved in the affair. He described the woman and her husband as good friends. Our families were close, a weary-looking Ensign said. That closeness put me into situations which led to my inappropriate behavior. We caused deep pain to both families, and for that, I am sorry. Ensign made it clear he did not plan to resign. Ensign did not participate earlier Tuesday in the Senate vote concerning the ailing travel industry, an unusual absence concerning the topic's relevance in his home state. It wasn't clear why Ensign decided to disclose the affair Tuesday. He took no questions from reporters at the news conference. Ensign's wife, Darlene, also released a statement about the affair. Since we found out last year, we have worked through the situation and we have come to a reconciliation. This has been difficult on both families. With the help of our family and close friends, our marriage has become stronger, Mrs. Ensign said. The Ensigns have 3 children. Ensign has been a rising star among conservatives, speaking out against President Barack Obama's stimulus package stated for the District of Columbia and union organizing legislation in favor of gun owners' rights. Ensign has been a member of the men's group, the Promise Keepers, which is a Christian ministry. He had been highly critical of former Senator Larry Craig, the Republican from Idaho, who served in Congress for a quarter century when he was arrested in that Minneapolis airport bathroom sex sting. Ensign stopped short of urging him to resign, but suggested strongly that he should. And I pulled this article from October 18th, 2007, and these are some quotes from Ensign. The senator said that by the end of September, if the guilty plea was not overturned, if he was not reestablished on his seniority on committees, that he would resign. Neither one of those things are going to happen. I call on Senator Craig. If he loved the Senate and his party, he would keep his word. Ensign also brushed aside the notion that the Idaho Republican should be given leniency because he only pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. This wouldn't be making the national news if it was an ordinary misdemeanor, Ensign said. He pled guilty to something that, you know, lewd behavior. That's not the behavior a United States senator should be engaged in. Ensign also dismissed the suggestion that Craig's case is similar to that of Republican Senator David Vitter, who had admitted to committing a serious sin with a Washington prostitute when he served in the White House. First of all, or in the House, I'm sorry. First of all, he never said exactly what he did, Ensign said of Vitter. Secondly, it happened before he got into the United States Senate, and there were no laws that were broken as far as anybody knows. Ensign also said that Craig's continued presence in the Senate will hurt Democrats and Republicans alike. And here's another quote. There's too many people that paint with a broad brush that we're all corrupt. We're all amoral, he said. And having these kind of things happen, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat senator, we certainly have had plenty of Democratic scandals in the past. We need people who are in office who will hold themselves to a little higher standard. You see the hypocrisy coming out here? Meanwhile, Ensign also whacked Clinton for his infidelities. Called them embarrassing for the country. During the height of the scandal surrounding Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, the Nevada Republican denounced the president's conduct as an embarrassing moment for the country. I think we have to feel very sad for the American people and Hillary and Chelsea, he said. Weeks later, Ensign would call on Clinton to resign. I came to that conclusion recently, and frankly, it's because of what he put his whole cabinet through and what he's put the whole country through. He was quoted saying at the time, he has no credibility left, he added. At the time, Ensign was in a tight Senate race with Harry Reid, an election he would ultimately end up losing, and he didn't shy away from trying to exploit the moral trip-ups in the Clinton's personal life to benefit himself and the GOP. In fact, not only did Ensign envision the Lewinsky affair as a political boon for Republicans, he actively made it an issue in his campaign against Reid. At one point during the campaign, Ensign accused his opponent of having a double standard when it came to politicians and sexual dalliances. Reid, he argued, had been much tougher on former Senator Robert Packwood, who resigned from the Senate under allegations of sexual harassment, than he was with Clinton. So, meanwhile, he admits to an extramarital affair, but he called for Larry Craig's resignation after he was caught in the Minneapolis airport, toe-tapping, and he also was asked for Clinton to resign. What do you think of this? My main question is, where does the hypocrisy on the right come from in terms of sexual preferences? I don't get it. I don't know. Should he be forced to resign? I think he should, especially when he calls for these other, you know, Clinton and... I mean, it's just like, I don't understand where this hypocrisy comes from. How could you call for Larry Craig's resignation for what he did in the bathroom, saying it's, you know, damaging to the country? Is what he did damaging to the country? Meanwhile, today, President Barack Obama, whose gay and lesbian supporters have grown frustrated with his slow movement on their priorities, is extending benefits to same-sex partners of federal employees, a White House official said. Obama plans to announce his decision Wednesday in the Oval Office, the official said Tuesday. The decision is a political nod to a reliably Democratic voting bloc that has become impatient with the White House in recent weeks. Several powerful gay fundraisers withdrew their support from a June 25th Democratic National Committee event where Vice President Joe Biden is expected to speak. Their exit came in response to a June 12th Justice Department brief that defended the Defense of Marriage Act, a prime target for gay and lesbian criticism. So, and you know the right's going to fight this as well. What is their issue with gay and lesbians? Should gay and lesbians have equal rights and get same-sex benefits for federal employees? It looks like the president is going to do that today. And I think it's a great thing. I think it's a good start. What do you think? I really want to know what you think about the hypocrisy on the right. Should Ensign be forced to resign? Where does all this hypocrisy come from? What's their hang-up with sex? Can you tell me that? 303-713-7600. I'd really love to get your opinion on this one. Is this a matter of what causes a bigger concern for you? Gays and lesbians having equal rights, or some of our senators having extramarital, you know, relationships? I think it's just completely ridiculous, and I think, you know, the Larry Craig should have been forced to resign. With the whole Bill Clinton thing, boy, you know, my opinion on that was he did really screw up, and, you know, he paid for it. But the blame for Clinton is always coming down. What's your opinion on this? 303-713-7600. I want to know where this hypocrisy comes from. I don't see it so much on the left, and maybe I'm wrong. If you're conservative and you think I'm blowing smoke here, let me know. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you this morning. I got some open lines. I'm going to take a quick break. Fill them up, 303-713-7600. And we do have a ticket giveaway today, Mile High Music Festival. That's Saturday, July 18th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, featuring Tool, Widespread Panic, Incubus, and many others. And again, that's Saturday, July 18th. 303-713-7600. We're going to step aside, take a look at traffic with Todd Parker.
Volume starting to build in those usual spots like southbound I-20.
It's summertime, and Ace can help you take care of your yard and help you enjoy it. For a limited time, buy a relaxer chair on sale for $39.99. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points. And don't forget about Father's Day. Help Dad stock his workshop with an Ace gift card. Plus, find expert advice to save you time and money on all your summer projects. Now that's a value. Hurry into Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
So, Dad, what do you want to do for Father's Day?
Run with dingoes.
Less dangerous.
Swim through the barrier reef?
Something that might require pants.
Fine. I'd like to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Sweet. They're open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Plus, they have a brand new menu and a special gift. $10 towards our next visit.
Cool. Then I want to go to Outback twice. And in between, I want to wrestle some sharks.
Let's go for lunch and we'll play it by ear.
Sold.
Dine with us on Father's Day weekend and get a $10 certificate towards your next visit. While supplies last, we open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joy's Consigned Furnishings. At Joy's, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and the only
entertaining showbiz. Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Get out of debt now. Just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
6:20 in the morning. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin again this morning. Great to be here with you. We're talking about this whole John Ensign extramarital affair that he confessed to yesterday. Meanwhile, he was really vocal about Larry Craig's resignation, called for his resignation, as well as Bill Clinton's during that whole scandal with Monica Lewinsky. And meanwhile, he says he will not resign, but he had asked for other senators and the president at the time to resign due to these affairs and stuff going on sexually. Where does the hypocrisy on the right come from in sex acts? I don't understand why sex is so taboo to a lot of Republicans, and then when they get caught in the act, they act like it's no big deal. And his wife says it's made their marriage stronger. Do you believe that? I mean, do you think he should be asked to resign? I do. And you know what? I think John Edwards maybe too. I don't like seeing. I think our elected officials should be held to a higher standard. You know, and that was a quote from Ensign, but, you know, he's got to follow his own quote. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Don't make me bust out MacArthur's Park on y'all. 303-713-7600. If you do call and get on the show, your name will be entered into the Mile High Music Festival giveaway. We got a pair of tickets to Saturday's show with Widespread Panic and Tool. So get in here, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Loveland. Jim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm just trying to tie this all together, man. It's a tough one for me, but...
Yeah, you know, it is a tough one, but I have a thought or two maybe I'll share with you.
Please do.
I think the core issue is a lot of conservative Republicans, the socially conservative Republicans, are forced to take positions that their base imposes on them. And what happens is they toss the red meat. They make comments supposedly in defense of traditional marriage. Some of them are anti-gay. And what happens is I think when they're caught in, unfortunately, what are normal human events, marital infidelity, whether it be Craig in the Minneapolis airport, what happens is their own comments and pronouncements tend to ring pretty sanctimonious and hypocritical with folks. Yeah, I was listening last week. You know, I was coming through the dial, and on the sister station they host Rush Limbaugh, and I was listening to him going on about Letterman's comments supposedly directed at Sarah Palin's daughter Willow.
Yeah,
says that it was Bristol, and I kind of thought back to the Clinton administration, some of the really cruel things Limbaugh said about Chelsea Clinton. And the thought occurred to me, you know, how these folks, they make comments, they really push the edge. And then when it's boomerangs back on them, all of a sudden there's a revisionist history. Oh, I never said that. Or I never did that.
Well, like somehow Craig's sin, Larry Craig's sin is worse than Ensign's because it was with a male instead of a female.
I don't think so.
I don't either. But it seems like in Craig's mind or in Ensign's mind, that's the case.
But which would be viewed by a very socially conservative base as the greater sin, Larry Craig or Senator Ensign? So, you know, he had the opportunity to take a position, make various pronouncements. What I think is really makes it hypocritical is the pronouncements he made on about Clinton.
Yeah, he said he embarrassed the country. Meanwhile, he's not embarrassing the country?
As I said, it rings hypocritical. I'm curious to see how his voter base responds.
Right. And you brought up a good point when you first came on here. Is it? Do you think a lot of these Republican senators, Congress people, the religious right is a big backer of the conservative party, you know, the Republican Party.
That's the base. That's the base.
Is that, you think that they don't necessarily agree with their base, but they're just going along with it to get votes?
It's politically expedient. I mean, it's hard to reconcile. Ensign has he's conservative. He's been touted as presidential contender.
Yeah, he could have been a candidate in 12.
And here, and I think he's playing to the base. He has to defend traditional marriage. He has to take positions that appeal to them, like many of the comments he made about Clinton, many of the comments he made about Craig. And here, when he is found to be just as guilty, if you will, of things that violate the base's social tenets, as I said, it rings pretty hypocritical.
Yeah, it really does. And that's what I was thinking driving in this morning. I was listening to CNN talk about it, and they just kind of blew it off like it was no big deal, as did Fox and Friends in the morning.
I think there's fatigue. I mean, from people, listeners, is there any surprise? I mean, the Clinton issue, that pretty much rocked people because we do hold the president. We hold senators to a higher standard. I think at this point, I think it's of no surprise that a story like this breaks. Now, I hope that his marriage is stronger. I hope that he and his wife have been able to reconcile. I just find that's got to be tough to do.
Yeah. Jim, hey, man, great call. Thanks a lot for calling in here. We'll talk to you again this week, okay? You too. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, John, how are you
today? I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thanks. I'm trying to tie all these stories together this morning, which is kind of difficult for me in the first segment, but thanks for playing here.
Hey, absolutely. I'm a member, former member of the military. Served in the Air Force for 9 years. And, you know, they held us to a pretty high standard as far as conduct and decorum was concerned. And one of those things was if you were found to be in an adulterous relationship, there was penalties for that. You know, basically, unit, morale, cohesion. Especially if you're an officer, if you did things like you got a traffic ticket, you had to report that. If you had, God forbid, you get a DUI. Those are the kind of things that they held you to a higher standard. And it boggles my mind that they don't do the same thing to our senators and members of the House, especially when they take basically the same oath that we do to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So, you know, for me, Larry Craig being arrested, he should have reported that immediately to the Senate. Anyone having an adulterous relationship, they should be, whether they get, are told to resign or not, I think there should be some punitive measures taken.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if we should hold our elected officials, whether they be a senator, a congressperson, or even, one of your state representatives.
Right.
I think that they are held to a higher standard. And when you have this happen, and you have all this finger pointing going on back and forth between the left and right, and, we're more moral than you, and you're, And then when this kind of thing happens, when he was calling out members of his own party to resign.
Right. It's totally hypocritical.
It is so hypocritical. Like, and I don't understand, what is their hang up with sex?
You know, it's one of those things where it's a forbidden fruit to a lot of the right wing, I think, that, they preach these Christian values and, family this, family that. I mean, look at Ted Haggard, for God's sakes. He was, the right's poster child in the Springs, and look what happened to him. I mean, it's because he was
so sexually suppressed his whole life.
Right. And, it's all of a sudden, they find someone that likes them a certain way and for them, and they think that there's no consequences for that.
Yeah. Hey, man, go ahead.
No, it's just a little sad.
It is sad. It's in the families that are involved here. But if it was just normal American family, wasn't a senator, this isn't in the media. But the kids, I feel for the kids in this one.
Absolutely.
And the wife.
Absolutely.
All right. Joe, awesome call. Thanks for calling, man. Your name's in the hopper for the Maha Music Fest tickets, okay?
I appreciate appreciate it, John. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot. Call again. Take one more before a break. Dave in Littleton, you're on. Dave, thanks for calling.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. I was just calling in like the first guy mentioned. If this Ensign guy really believes in what he preaches, then he should resign himself. You know, because he was one of the main senators who was so boisterous about Clinton when that whole thing went on. So, you know, I think he needs to just say, okay, I'm done. If that's truly what he means. As far as this whole hypocrisy thing, I think it comes from mainly is for some reason the Republican Party thinks they have some kind of claim on moral issues for everybody, you know, that they're the moral.
And then they try to legislate morality, which is even a harder thing. How do you legislate morality?
Yeah, and they don't have to stand up to the standards of everybody else because for some reason they're the ones that make all these moral standards.
Yeah, and I'll bring out this other story here for you, Dave. AG Eric Holder said Tuesday new hate crime laws were needed to stop what he called violence masquerading as political activism. So it looks like they're going to seek tougher hate crime laws. Meanwhile, Christian conservatives fight expansion of hate crime laws. All violent crime is hate crime, said Tom McCluskey, vice president for government affairs at Family Research Council. What drives an individual to commit a violent crime but hate for their victim? Hate crimes are only named as such when victims are targeted specifically because of their race, color, religion, or national origin. And they're fighting this.
That's ridiculous.
It is. They're already fighting hate crime laws. I wonder what it would be like if all of a sudden people started showing up at, you know, churches, Christian churches around the country and started shooting people, whether they would fight for hate crime laws.
Yeah, true.
Because they're in the majority. They don't care.
I think that, you know, I think the Republican Party should get a new motto.
What's that?
Fear everything and hate everybody.
Yeah, I tell you what, I read a great article, I think it was two or three Rolling Stones ago, just about the collapse of the Republican Party. And, God, who wrote it? I want to say his last name was Ferguson. Maybe I'm wrong. But it was the one with Green Day on the cover. Great article. If you get a chance, go back and check that one out. But it just talks about, you know, where they've turned. And, you know, I don't understand where the whole morality issue is such a big deal with them when they can't follow their own morals.
Hey,
Dave, awesome call. Your name's in the hopper, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, man, have a great day. 303-713-7600. Please get in here and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about this whole hypocrisy on the right and what you think about this John Ensign's extramarital affair. He says he's not going to resign. Meanwhile, he asks for Bill Clinton's resignation and Larry Craig's. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what's traffic looking like?
Southbound 225 starting to get busy as you're making that approach to Yosemite. We're also seeing more cars westbound 76. This is 74th up to 270. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm day today with a high of about 84, 85 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, it's 54 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining.
Show us.
After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
For prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Great gifts, incredible prices. The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. All executive dress shirts, $39. Plus, all Stays Cool sport shirts, wrinkle-resistant twill pants, linen pants and shorts, $39.
How about every David Ledbetter textured golf polo? All traveler twill shorts and poplin shorts, $29. Consider a huge selection of executive suits and every seersucker suit, $199. Plus, select dress pants, $69. And sport coats, an incredible $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
637, John Turk in for J. Marvin here. Beautiful morning in the Mile High City. Should be pretty nice today. Maybe some rain, thunderstorms this afternoon, but a high around 85, so starting to pop back in there. Just doesn't seem like we've been in the 90s at all. Is summer even here yet? Wow. 303-713-7600. We're talking about this whole John Ensign extramarital affair he admitted to yesterday. Meanwhile, he called for the resignation of Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, as well as Larry Craig's Minneapolis airport sexting. What do you think? Should he resign? Where does the hypocrisy on the right come from when it comes to issues of sex? 303-713-7600. Let's go to David in Arvada. Hurley, CJ, Tom, hold on. I'm coming to you. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning. John, you're doing a great job. I remember when you were a screener for Jay, and I'd call about too many people, world populations on.
Right.
I think
it's good to have you back, David.
Oh, thank you. I think it's pretty incredible, and I wanted to just express that I changed from being an independent and voting for pretty much the best man on the Republican or Democratic side back when Clinton was being so harassed and so much money was being spent to try to convict him for an affair that really should have been a private thing, you know, out of the limelight.
An incredible waste of money.
I would never go ahead and vote for Republican again. And my God, for those peaceful days when we had a big surplus and everything else and no wars, oh my God, things have really gone downhill.
Kind of like things were so bad during the Clinton era, you know? Look at us now.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd kill for the Clinton era right now.
So at any rate, Republicans are just so totally hypocritical, and I think it's part of that Christian right thing, which is...
That's the only... You know what, David? And, you know, I grew up in a Republican household.
Uh-huh.
My dad was a Republican. My mom was. And, we went to church a little bit when I was a kid. And I don't know where the transformation came for me. I think really kind of came after, you know, Bush's second term started and then Hurricane Katrina. But I think their alignment with the religious right is the number one reason, with the extreme religious right. When you got guys like Dobson that has a direct line into the White House during the Bush years, that freaks me out.
Yeah, it's got overpowered with it. Oh, well, let's hope for better times.
Let's do, David.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Hurley in Littleton, what do you think? You're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Turk. How are you?
I'm good. You today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Hopefully that Ensign's political advisors just tell him to go away quietly, because he's going to make an absolute jackass out of himself.
Yeah, they could lose another seat out of this one if he tries to stick around. The Republicans could.
Absolutely. My question for you is, you know, I'm very encouraged by the way the Iranian people are kind of standing up to their quote-unquote dictator over there.
Right.
If he does remain in office, which he very well may after this recount, when does the finger-pointing start towards the West?
When does the finger-pointing, yeah, and basically media coverage?
Correct.
Probably immediately. I mean, it looks like the only way things are getting covered right now in Iran is via Twitter.
Yep.
You know, they basically put a moratorium on journalism in Iran.
Yep.
I don't know if the finger pointing will come to us, but Barack Obama has said he's just kind of, you know, he's concerned about the election results, but he'll let them kind of deal with it, which I'm for. Yeah. I don't want to get involved there right now.
It just seems like he's all his scapegoat to kind of rile people up is to start, you know, pointing fingers and sending the rhetoric our way. So I'm just concerned that he's going to use this as a forum to kind of, you know, hardline a few other folks there with his viewpoints.
Well, I sure hope that doesn't happen, but I think you bring up a good point, Hurley.
Yep. Well, hey, love listening to you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, man. Your name is entered into the Mile High Music Festival giveaway, okay? We're going to draw at the end of the show. If your name's picked, we'll give you a holler.
Appreciate it, John.
Hurley, call again, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
CJ in Broomfield, you're on AM 760. Good morning, CJ.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
You too.
Hey, my thought about this thing is that that's between him and his wife. I felt the same way about Clinton. But here's a man who's forming his, you know, his persona, his political persona around family morals. And I assume he's voting that way, too. So he's voting on things that he's not willing to do himself.
Which is the biggest hypocrisy in the world to me.
Exactly. But it's scary. It's one thing if your dad is having an affair and then telling you, you know, be moral, blah, blah, blah. But your dad doesn't have a lot of power except over your family or whatever. But this guy has power.
He drafts legislation.
Exactly.
He's like the number four in the Senate as far as
it's
Republicans.
It's kind of like if a guy who likes to smoke pot is a senator and he doesn't have the courage to say, I want to work for marijuana reform. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Instead, he keeps voting against it and voting against it, you know. Or a homosexual who's not willing to be honest about his homosexuality keeps voting against, you know.
Or preaches against it like Ted Haggard.
Exactly. And Ted Haggard, or there was some, a mayor up in the state of Washington, or the guy with the little boy, or with the pages.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one up, but I know what you're talking about.
You know, the
congressional pages, the guy that had, like, you know, several.
They're not willing to be honest because they want to keep getting reelected, but they're the one. So it's like they go ultra the opposite way, but they're drafting our legislation. It's not for the betterment of the people because obviously they think it's okay for them. They're just doing it. You know, why can't we just be honest? Why don't we just ask for honesty and accept that, you know? I don't know.
No, you make a good point. No, you're great, CJ. And I think that's where I stand anyway, is I'm sick of people saying do this, but yet they do something completely different.
And it's okay if it's your friend. You can choose to be friends or not. But it is not okay when it's somebody determining whether I can go down if I'm gay and get a marriage license or whether I can smoke pot or go to jail because I'm doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. CJ, hey, great call. Thanks a lot for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And your name's in the hopper as well. Bye. 303-713-7600. Got a couple lines open if you want to get in and talk about this one. We're talking about morality and the Republican Party and hypocrisy. Seems like they always try to legislate morality, but yet they can't follow their own rules. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Where does that come from? Where is the conservative hang-up with sex in this country come from?
I'd like to know. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My problem with the subject at large, the sexual ideas, it's such an emotional instability type of, I wonder why they would use the sexual thing as a warfare or weaponry or, you know, how they set people against each other on a sexual edge, and they're guilty of it themselves.
I know it seems like some, I'm not saying all, and I'm not saying all Republicans act this way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of them do use issues that are kind of not important to fire up the base, like gay marriage, abortion, issues like that. But
their problem is they're using it as a format to create contention, and I don't think they understand what basically, if I would do this, the Bible says this, that we don't know what we're doing, and it's just a very precious thing. But when people turn it into a weapon to use, there's just too much. I'm an old rock and roller, and I come from the free love era, but then I saw it turned into just a monster.
Yeah, what happened to the whole? Where did the transformation of the Republican Party come from in terms of, you know, where the hypocrisy started popping up in terms of sex?
Well, this is what I'm saying. In a way, they both kind of use it, which I said, why can't we get down to some real issues that mean business, man?
Yeah.
You know, anyway, here's a Satan is the author of, the author of confusion. So he throws his stupid junk at you when we'd actually economically are, having a hard time. And not only sex, but there's a bunch of different hypocrisy ideas going out there.
Yeah. All right, David. Hey, or this is Tom. Tom, thanks for the call.
All right, well.
All right, man. Call me again. 303-713-7600. We're talking about this whole affair admitted by John Ensign yesterday. He's one of the top Republican senators in the country. He's the chair. He chairs the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. Made clear to Wolf Blitzer that he will, and the rest of the country, that basically he will not resign after admitting to this affair. Meanwhile, he asked for Larry Craig's resignation and Bill Clinton's. Where does the hypocrisy come from on some of these conservatives? I'd like to know. 303-713-7600. David, Larry, everybody else who's hanging on, please stick around. I will get to you right after this commercial break. But first, traffic with Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25 filling up as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. We're also getting word of a surface street accident that you'll have to keep your eyes peeled for. It's on Santa Fe, right around Dartmouth. 5 cars involved in that one, but nobody's hurt. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we're already at 56 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota stores have all the right tools, technicians, and parts at the right price to make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, moving forward.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM 760.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom. Go confidently.
Wondering what to do on Father's Day? Hi, this is Mario. Take Dad or Grandpa to the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. You'll see a B-1 bomber and an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, y mucho más. For information, go to wingsmuseum.org. That's wingsmuseum.org.
10 minutes till 7 o'clock here at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk, filling in for J. Marvin all week long. It's great to be here. Got some calls I want to hit here before the top of the hour news. We're talking about this whole scandal here with Senator John Ensign, who basically admitted to an affair yesterday with one of his campaign staffers who was married to somebody that worked in his Senate office. Wow, he says he will not resign. Meanwhile, he asked for Bill Clinton's resignation during the Monica Lewinsky scandal and Larry Craig's after he was caught doing some toe-tapping in the Minneapolis airport. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Should he be forced to resign? I don't know if we can do that, but I think he should resign. He calls for other people to get the axe. I think maybe he should face the same thing. And where does the hypocrisy on the right come from? David in Denver. You're on AM 760. Welcome to the show, David.
Morning. You know, sometimes it seems like liberals need to be careful when they deal with this issue because they want to have it both ways. The hypocrisy. It's like when they catch someone with hypocrisy, that's the, it's like the winning the lottery. But it, in other words.
How so?
Well, if it's the right who stands up for any kind of morals, then obviously they're the ones who would get caught in hypocrisy because no one is perfect. Only Christ was perfect. But in other words, if the left come along and say, well, you can do anything you want. There's nothing that, there's no standard, there's no morals. Well, then obviously they can't get caught in any hypocrisy. In this case, these things that he said about Craig and all that was long before this incident. So was he supposed to say, well, since I'm a human and I might sin in the future, I can't say anything about any other issues?
No, what I'm saying is he shouldn't call for the resignation of Larry Craig when he's kind of caught in the same kind of, not the same issue, but, you know,
so you're
extramarital
not,
affair.
It's not the, you know, because it almost sounds like as soon as someone on the right is caught in a sexual sin.
I don't think it's like winning the lottery, no, well, but I think we need to bring attention to it when there's hypocrisy.
But all of a sudden, everybody on the left becomes the church lady, you know, all concerned about it. And yet, if, you know. It has to
when
be.
They're the ones drafting morality and legislation,
right.
I think, yes, we should bring attention to it.
But in other words, none of us is perfect. And if only people who live a pure life like Christ can serve in politics, that's absurd.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you there.
I mean, and the thing is.
Don't speak out against it.
Well, but.
Don't speak out against infidelity it. And, you know.
Look at the kids today. Look at the incidence of sexual trans STDs. It's like there's a problem, and someone needs to speak out about it. And if we just say everybody has to just be quiet because everybody's going to be caught in a sin some point in their life, that doesn't help
anyone.
Well,
again, if John Ensign would have said that back when the whole Larry Craig thing was going on, you know what? He's human.
Well, Larry,
we're not all perfect. He didn't say
Craig,
that.
Thing was little more than just sex with, you know, in private. It was this business of the public business and everything that kind of that.
I mean, well, was it that it was in the public, or was it that it was with a male?
Well, yeah, I think that
it was with the male that made it more of a big issue.
But anyway, I mean, I think I made my point. I just
no, you do, David.
Have to be a little careful on that.
You got it, man. I appreciate your calling. Please call again, okay?
Right-o.
Have a great one. 303-713-7600. How do you respond to that call? Do you think it's like winning the lottery when we find these Republican elected officials caught in scandals? I don't think so. It's not like I won the lottery. Not at all.
But, David, I do appreciate your call. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Larry in Centennial. Larry, you're on AM760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yes, there's no greater example of moral bankruptcy than hypocrisy.
I agree.
And for these Republicans to not resign after they've condemned others, especially when they're on the Democratic side of the aisle, really shows that they have a real lack of integrity.
Yeah, it is a lack of integrity, and you're the first one to bring that up.
Well,
don't we want some integrity from our elected officials?
You bet. I mean, they're public servants.
They are. They're there for us.
Right.
And what, you know, callers and I agree with what several callers have said. I think a lot of these elected officials just basically do whatever they think their base wants them to do, whether they agree with it or not. Hey, you know, I may get 100,000 votes out of this if I am against, say, this hate crime, tougher hate crime legislation. You
right.
know? And why would the religious right be against tougher hate crime legislation? I don't get that.
Where, I don't get it either.
I don't get that because, you know, today, Eric Holder says that new hate crime laws were needed to stop what he called violence masquerading as political activism with all these killings that have gone on the last few weeks.
Oh, that sounds like...
And yet, the conservative Christian leaders are fighting this bill that would provide federal hate crimes coverage to gays and lesbians, prompting questions of who, if anyone, should be protected by such laws. I bet if Christians were being killed out there and beaten up because of their views on religion, they'd want hate crime legislation.
I'm sure they would.
You know, I just don't get where it comes from. And where do you think their hang up on sex comes from, Larry?
Oh, well, you'd probably have to go to, the early church.
All right. Larry, hey, thanks for the call.
Oh,
go ahead.
Our best out here from
you
out
got
here.
It, man. I'm going to go say, so I'll have an update for y'all tomorrow.
Thanks. I will be listening for it.
All right, Larry, you got it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, if you're looking for an update and you haven't heard anything, we do have an update from Michael Roberts of Westward on AM760.net. Click on the lineup, and then you click on Jay Marvin's page, and right up top there on the right-hand side, you'll see a little picture of Jay in his bed at home with his kind of, it's like a guard around his, it's like a shell. It looks like an armadillo shell around his chest to keep that spine stabilized. And so I'm going to go see him today. It's kind of a tough day for him. It's been a rough few weeks. I'm going to another funeral this morning here after I get done to a fallen brother here at Clear Channel, actually. A guy you may know, Kelly Parr, worked here for several years. And he did pass away last week. And it's really upsetting to me. I had a friend die from some heart issues 2 weeks ago. And now a friend here at work. So it's been a rough one for me. So if I don't seem with it today, my mind is like scattered. So I just apologize for that. But I do want to talk to everybody. Kirk, Nikki, Jeff, I'm asking you to please hold on through news. Would love to take your calls. I want to continue this conversation another hour. I'll take you in the order you came in. Kirk, Nikki, Jeff, hold on. We'll come back here after news and take some more of your calls. Talk some more about this whole hypocrisy on the right when it comes to sexual issues. I find it extremely disappointing when you have people telling people to resign, elected officials telling other elected officials to resign for affairs they had, and then when they get caught in one, they're saying, I'm going to stick here. I think he's screwed if he has another primary run there in Nevada. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival that Saturday at Dick's Sporting Goods Fields in Commerce City. We'll be right back after CBS News on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay their back taxes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage. Settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Obama wants to tighten the leash on banks and other financial companies.
The Federal Reserve is going to end up being the Uber regulator.
The economist Mark Zandi on one key element of the plan the president will make public a few hours from now. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, what else can we expect, Peter?
Well, Frank, the president will also call for a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency with big enforcement powers to crack down on unfair, deceptive practices. White House economic advisor Christina Romer told the CBS News Early Show it's a balanced approach.
We are not bulldozing the whole system. We're very much starting with the regulatory structure we have and improving it.
But House Republican Whip Eric Cantor sees over-regulation.
We've had much too much emphasis on government lately and not as much emphasis on people.
The president insists that his plan will streamline regulation. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A stop at the cash register was just a little more expensive in May. The government's consumer price index rose 0.1%, despite a big run-up in gasoline prices. Economist Peter Cardillo.
There is a lot of fear out there that we're headed for inflation down the road, and that's certainly a possibility. But in the short term, obviously, inflation remains tame.
Defeated Iranian opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi is standing his ground in a direct challenge to the government's authority. Mousavi is calling on his followers to stage a mass rally tomorrow to protest the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Smaller demonstrations were expected to be underway by now.
The strategy of the reformist camp right now is to keep people out in the streets, to keep the pressure up, and to keep it peaceful. We keep on hearing again and again here that we don't want civil war, we don't want Iranian against Iranian.
Washington Times reporter Yasin Fodin in Tehran. The New York Times says eavesdropping by the National Security Agency on domestic phone calls and emails may have been more widespread than previously believed. Former NSA analyst Russell Tice says that would not be surprising.
When you have the capability to do that, the potential for abuse is there. Was that abused in that way? That is something that I think Congress really needs to look into.
The IRS caused a stir when it said it actually wanted to enforce a tax that's been on the books for 20 years. Now it seems that tax could go away. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, what's going on?
Well, the administration's asking Congress to repeal the mostly ignored tax on personal use of company cell phones. A week ago, the IRS was calling for ways to collect the tax, sparking anger and confusion.
I combine many calls. Kind of hard to separate that out.
Bills in Congress are already in the works. One senator says it's a realization now that company-issued electronic devices are essentials, not perks or luxuries, Frank.
The Senate Health Committee begins work today on Senator Edward Kennedy's health care reform bill. The committee's Democratic majority is looking for ways to cut the bill's trillion-dollar price tag. Just ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Conversations for a Smarter Planet. Our topic, smarter energy. Between now and 2025, it is estimated that we would need to invest $450 billion in the U.S. grid alone just to keep up with growing energy demand. What can we do to address this issue? For some perspective, we talked with Ron Ambrosio, energy researcher at IBM.
If we want to make the grid as efficient and reliable as possible, if we want to support large amounts of renewable generation sources, if we want to take advantage of energy-smart buildings and homes, we need to make the whole system more intelligent, linking smart grids to smart meters and smart buildings and homes so we can all better track and manage our energy use. Smart grid projects are already helping people save 10% on their bills and are reducing peak demand by 15%. Smart grids work. We're actually building them.
IBM invites you to visit IBM.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter planet.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Conservation groups challenging a plan to open nearly 2 million acres of public land in Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado to commercial oil shale development say potential effects on climate change were not considered and that violates federal law. 13 groups seeking to change the Bush administration's plan have amended lawsuits to add the claim about climate change. Charges could be filed today against four men suspected of robbing a Boulder Boulder Medical Marijuana Store. The new Options Wellness Clinic was held up yesterday afternoon. The men got away briefly with two large tubs of pot, cash, and some surveillance equipment. Police did catch the alleged thieves. And the streak of severe weather along the Front Range is letting up, but the financial fallout is just beginning. The Rocky Mountain Insurance Center estimates the cost of the storms at $161 million. It's a no-go for the Rockies. They'd hoped to set a franchise record by winning their 12th in a row last night. Instead, Tampa Bay clobbered the Rocks, the final score 12-4. The two teams go again tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Santa Fe right after Hampton is a bad place to be right now. We've got three different accidents, one of them involving up to five cars, so you're going to find some troubles getting through there. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, southbounders on I-25 pretty slow as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. We're also seeing southbound 225. This, as you make that Parker curve up towards I-25, bogged down. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s in pockets through there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day with a high of about 84, 85 degrees. Currently, mostly sunny skies, and it's already 57. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift, a new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm John Turk here, filling in for Jay Marvin the rest of this week. It's great to be along with you. I appreciate all your phone calls. We do have a Mile High Music Festival ticket giveaway. If you get involved in the show, call 303-713-7600 and talk to me. Your name will be thrown in a hat. We'll pull at the end of the show, and you will be the winner of a pair of tickets to Saturday's show at Mile High Music Festival. A lot of great bands, including Big Head Todd and the Monsters. You got Incubus, Tool, Widespread Panic, G-Love and Special Sauce, The Black Keys. The list goes on and on. It's about a $200 package, so it's a nice prize we got going to give away here today. Our topic this hour, as well as last hour, was the admission of an affair by Senator John Ensign of Nevada, a leading conservative mentioned as a potential presidential candidate. He admitted to an affair with a campaign staffer who was actually married to an employee in his Senate office. He has made it clear he does not plan to resign, but back in 07, he asked for the resignation of Larry Craig after he was caught in that Minneapolis airport sex sting, and also he asked for President Clinton's resignation back when his whole Monica Lewinsky scandal was going on, said it was embarrassing for the country. And I'm just asking you about the hypocrisy on the right. Where does it come from? Why do Republicans try to legislate morality when they can't even follow it? I'd like to know what you think. 303-713-7600. We're going back to the calls. Thanks, everybody, for hanging on. We'll get you in the order you came in. Kirk in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling.
I think that society as a whole, you know, is a lot more hung up on sex than violence. You can see it like in the movies and TV and stuff.
You're right. Janet Jackson exposes a breast and the FCC is in a tizzy. Meanwhile, how much shooting and killing do you see on television?
Right.
Have you seen that, what's it called? Harper's Island. It's like a TV show, but it's like every week, three or four people are murdered. And some of them pretty brutally. It does seem like we're hung up on sex and not violence. Why is that?
It's just, it permeates through society. I think we just, as a country, don't know how to handle our own sexuality. And as far as a resignation, I think, you know, people in positions to make decisions for the country shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't stay in office if they make choices like they do as far as infidelity.
Yeah, well, you know, and I don't know, John Edwards as well was caught in an extramarital affair, but I don't remember him calling for the resignation of Larry Craig or Bill Clinton.
And, you know, it's not really like winning the lottery, but, you know, it's good to see that there is hypocrisy, and when it's exposed, especially on the right, then, you know, we're sort of validated as far as being on the left. But if you're going to make choices like that while you're in office, I don't think, you know, you're in any position to make decisions for other people.
I agree with you 100%. Great call, Kirk. Thanks a lot, man. Your name's in the hopper for the Mile High Music Fest tickets, okay? Call me again, brother. Have a great day.
Bye.
Let's go to Nikki on a cell. Nikki, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to say that I don't think people should be forced to resign, and I don't think they should have to give up their seat unless they've been convicted of something, such as the situation with the gentleman in Florida and a young teenage boy, and the Larry Craig situation.
Mm-hmm.
If they've gone against the law, they have no business making laws.
Yeah. Well, that no crime has been broken here, really, you know, honestly.
Right. The second thing I wanted to say is about three callers ago, a gentleman named David, I got the impression and felt like he was saying that the people on the right have a moral authority over this whole situation, and that people on the left just accept whatever happens. And that's not true. I am a person who believes in God and has faith, and there are numerous of us on the left who also believe in God and have faith and celebrate that faith. And I don't think the right has any more moral authority than anybody else. And I was a little upset by him implying that.
Yeah, no, and he did imply that, and I think you make a great point. I think that some folks on the right drape themselves around the flag and say they're more patriotic because they feel this way.
Right.
You know, and that they're more patriotic than people on the left.
Right. And that's really what I called about is this feeling that, or this sense that because they are the Christian movement or the Christian side, and that they preach it, that they have a bigger stake in it or something. It's just, we celebrate our faith quietly amongst ourselves in our own way, and we believe in civil rights for everybody.
And don't force it on everybody else.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah. Hey, great point, Nikki. Thanks so much for calling.
Right. You have a good day, and thanks for all you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a great one. That was Nikki. We are taking your calls, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lindsay in Fort Collins. Lindsay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I think we kind of have to be careful what we ask for, because if we're trying to, you know, call for resignation or call for, you know, rules being set for how they conduct themselves on these moral issues, then I think it just opens up that box that, you know, see, we should legislate and we should, you know, regulate morality. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, what do you really want? Because it might whip around and, you know, give the right a little bit more fuel for their morality fire, you know, by doing that. And I think that these officials and anyone that conducts themselves in this manner, especially those that are elected, you know, they kind of go out and they cut their own switch when they do something like this.
Well, they do. And the tenet is, you know, a sin is a sin. Whether it be murder, they think, you know, a lot of folks on the far religious right think that murder is the same thing as maybe infidelity. A sin is a sin.
Exactly. I mean, they hang themselves, you know, politically, or, you know, they will be exiled from their, you know, party. And I think that, you know, maybe that in that way it kind of legislates itself and takes care of itself. But
yeah, I wonder what the religious base, how they'll vote Nevada next time if he faces a primary.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been flipping around this morning trying to find some radio on the other side, and I'm not hearing anything, so it's kind of funny to me, but
you're not hearing all the Fox affiliates talk about John Ensign this morning, are you?
Not at all. But I just think we have to be careful what we ask for, because that just might open the box for them to say, yes, look, we do need to legislate this, and then where you draw the line at, you know, what's moral and what's, you know, civil rights.
How do you, you know, I just think the whole legislating morality issue is just so difficult, and it seems like the right seems to be the one that's always doing that.
Right.
Whether it be via abortion or, you know, gay marriage, you know, same-sex benefits.
Exactly. Yeah, I bet that's what they'll be talking about.
That's what they'll be talking about today. Oh, President Obama is going to extend same-sex partner benefits to federal employees.
Right.
So and you know they're going to be a tizzy in that, as well as this story today.
Yeah.
The AG Eric Holder seeks tougher hate crime laws. Already Christian conservatives fight expansion of hate crimes law. This guy says all violent crime is hate crime. This is Tom McCluskey, Vice President for Government Affairs at Family Research Council in the Capitol. What drives an individual to commit a violent crime but hate for their victim? I wonder if Christians were being beat up, killed because of their religious views, if they might be for hate crime legislation.
I think so. It's just, it's all hypocritical, but I think that, you know, they'll take care of themselves, you know, when they conduct them. Anyone conducts themselves in that matter. I mean, you're pretty much hanging yourself. So I, you know, probably be, you know, maybe thrown out or forced to, you know, resign, or they won't let him, you know, try to run for, you know, president next time around. I think they'll probably repent, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll be interested to see what happens here with Ensign and whether he decides to stick around. Hey, thank you for calling in, Lindsay. You're awesome. Have a great day. 303-713-7600 is the number here at AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're talking about this admission of an extramarital affair by John Ensign, a senator from Nevada. He's one of the leading Republicans out there. He's actually a candidate for the 2012 presidency, one of the favorites there in the Republican Party. He said that it was embarrassing for the country when President Bill Clinton had his affair with Monica Lewinsky. He also called for the resignation of Larry Craig after he was caught toe-tapping in the Minneapolis airport. What do you think? Where does this, where does all this hypocrisy come from on the right, it seems like? And maybe I'm making an observation that's totally incorrect. And if you're conservative and you think I'm wrong, I'd love to hear from you. 303-713-7600. I'm going to step aside and take more of your calls here after the break. Travis, Doug, Heather, hang on. Everybody that's in line, I will get to you right after this. But first, Todd Parker in traffic.
Volumes building. And
hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill wood products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
It's 60. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
We always have winners here at the Lodge Casino. I'm Mr. Money, and I'm finding out why our customers love to play here.
I like the new penny machines that they put out.
The Lodge is the best casino in Blackhawk.
Does it get any better? Well, how about a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies? Drawings every Thursday and Saturday only at the Lodge.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
Most of us sit around and we don't think about the day that we may need help from a personal injury lawyer. But you know, when that time comes, you better get the right kind of help. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I want to talk to you about my two friends, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Now, Mary and I once went through medical malpractice, and I got to tell you something. Unless you get the right person, you're really going to be in trouble. Plus, on top of that, if you have something happen like another motorist hits you, or you get into an auto accident, and their insurance and your insurance won't follow through and won't give you the treatment you need, or if you're hurt on the job and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive Trial Lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
Wondering what to do on Father's Day? Hi, this is Mario. Take Dad or Grandpa to the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. You'll see a B-1 bomber and an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, y mucho más. For information, go to wingsmuseum.org. That's wingsmuseum.org.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom, go confidently.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for Progressive Talk That Matters, the issues you care about. Maybe it's the economy, education, or the environment, or something like
dinner for two at the Blue Hill Restaurant in Greenwich Village, $120. Tickets to the Broadway show, $195. Having a president who's not an absolute moron like the last guy, priceless.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I will not mention any names, but the woman who I was involved with and her husband were both close friends, and they both worked for me.
That is Senator John Ensign of Nevada yesterday at a press conference after he came out and said he was having an extramarital affair with one of his staffers, basically between 07 and 08. And that lady was married to one of his employees there in the Senate office as well. So what do you think? We're talking about morality, hypocrisy, and what you see going on in the right. And when they basically get caught in scandals that they speak out against, is it extremely hypocritical? John Ensign asked for the resignation of Larry Craig, as well as Bill Clinton said it was embarrassing to the country what he did with the Monica Lewinsky scandal back in when he was in office. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We're taking your calls. Heather in Boulder County, thanks for holding on.
Hi. I think I agree with the caller. I think her name was Nikki. That you have to be really careful about legislating morality. And usually people who point the finger the loudest most of the time deserve to have the finger pointed back at them, like twofold.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is anything unusual. I think that we see this all the time. I mean, you saw with President Bush, like, you had the right screaming because it's like, oh, we have to support the president no matter what. You can't criticize the president. And then you have someone like Rush getting on the air saying he hopes the president will fail. Or, I mean, there's been so many sexual scandals with senators, and I think there was that one senator who, like, came back and he got a standing ovation on the Senate floor. Everyone was applauding for him when he came back, and he was in a big scandal, and I don't really think this is anything new.
Yeah, it's not anything new, but it seems to be more, have popped out more now with media coverage as high as it is. I mean, I don't remember a whole lot of sex scandals going on in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe started in the 80s, but, you know, I'm a younger guy, so I could be totally wrong about that. But I just see it more prevalent these days, and the hypocrisy with the religious right being so tied in close with the Republican Party. And that these senators and elected officials will basically do whatever and say whatever their base wants them to do. But when it comes down to following it, they just go a completely different way.
Yeah, I think the media used to be more, or everyone used to be more, not to use the word conservative again, but conservative about people's personal lives.
Yeah, they used to leave it alone.
Scandal to get out. Right. Because they kind of had this, you know, it was very embarrassing. So they didn't want to have that embarrassment, you know, smeared all over the media. And so they would try to hush this kind of stuff up. But I think as media grew and politicians realized that, well, maybe we'll make this stuff not off limits and we can use it to our advantage, You know, it depends on how far you're willing to go to get what you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in it for your own personal gain, or are you really in it for the people, like you say you are when you run for politics?
Well, if he was in it for his people, that, you know, his base is basically, you know, if he's a Republican there in Nevada, I'd imagine a lot of his base is from the religious right.
Right. And so in that case, I don't think we can ask him to resign. But if he was
He'll face
really,
his own.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And I think if he was really concerned about his people, his base, his party, then he would say, you know, maybe I'm not the best moral compass. Maybe I'm not the best leader, you know.
Yeah, you know, he didn't say anything. I mean, his press conference was extremely short.
Yeah.
And he didn't address the issues of, you know, like what I'd like to hear from him is, I want to say, I wish I was a reporter and could ask him a question. Like, why are you speaking out against these other elected officials that were caught in affairs, and meanwhile you are, and it's not a big deal, and it's making your marriage stronger? Do you believe that?
Well, exactly. And I don't think that this stuff should be political fuel. Maybe it can go to character, of course. Like, if you can lie about an affair, maybe there's other things you can lie about. But I think the thing that's really sad that people never seem to care about is that, like, these people have families. And now...
Three kids. John Ensign has three children.
Yeah, and now it's like, you know.
And I imagine they're pretty young because he's only 51.
Right. But it's like we use this stuff for political fuel against, you know, people who have affairs. And I'm not saying the affairs are okay, but it's like, look at what's happening to these families. So I think people just need to think that maybe before they start using this stuff against others, they need to remember that maybe they're going to make a mistake sometimes in their life too. And then their family situation is going to be destroyed because of it.
Yeah, like you said at the beginning of this call, those who point the fingers the loudest, you know, or the heaviest are usually the ones you got to look at.
Exactly.
Heather, awesome call.
Thanks.
Your name is in the running for a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Is that cool with you?
Awesome. I'm so excited.
All right, that's for Saturday. Widespread Panic and Tool. Awesome.
Yes.
Should be an awesome show. So, Heather, thanks for participating.
Thanks.
And call me tomorrow the next day, okay?
Sure, you're doing a great job.
All right, thank you, thank you. Let's go to Travis on a cell. Travis, you're with John Turk on AM 760. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin.
How you doing, John? You're doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, Travis. I'm trying, brother.
You know, it's the old holier-than-thou attitude with them on the other side there. And really, the morality issue, I don't really have a problem with morals because, I honestly don't think morals should be in our laws that we make.
Mm-hmm.
That's our priest, pastor, or yourself for that matter to govern that. I mean, I was raised to believe that, you know, God gave you free will. If you want to ruin your soul or whatever, that's your own free will to do so. Government doesn't need to tell you, you know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. The other thing is him having an affair, he broke a contract between him and his wife and possibly the state. I'm not sure how that works. But it's not illegal. He's not going to get arrested for it. The guy in the bathroom, on the other hand, supposedly was soliciting sex.
Which is illegal.
That guy, you know, get him out of there. He broke the law. You shouldn't be making laws when you're breaking laws.
Yeah.
And that's just how I feel. I mean,
but he also asked for Bill Clinton's to step down, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his, you know, he said it. Now he should live up to it, but of course he's not because he's holier than thou. You know, most likely he went back to his wife and said, oh, you know, the devil made me do it, honey. I'm going to go be forgiven now. And you know, I've seen it my whole life. I'm born on the East Coast, went to school down south, and had a lot of Baptist friends, actually went to some Baptist sermons, and you know what? The very next weekend, I'm out partying with these very people that have just been preached to not drink.
Oh, yeah. What do they say about Catholic schoolgirls?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just keep your religion out of my laws. I mean, I'll teach.
Yeah, like when I see.
Really, it's about the future of my state and country. And my future really now is my children. And when I'm gone, I don't want you telling my kids how to live the West. That was my job, and hopefully I did a good job when I'm gone.
Yeah, when I see folks on the right trying to curb stuff like pro-choice, abortion, gay rights, and these are all moral issues, stem cell legislation,
yep.
I mean, it just drives me crazy.
I mean, for abortion, honestly, as a man, I have opinions, but it's not my opinion to give because I'll never have to make that
right.
choice. So I should never be in on that conversation. But yeah, it's I'm obviously for the choice for many, many reasons. And, you know, I'm not for murder.
Yeah, who is for abortion, you know?
Yeah, nobody is. Because it's not, it's, you know, they make it seem like it's an easy choice for some woman to do that. And it's not. And, it, you know, if they want to subscribe to the religion where they're going to go to hell, well, then you believe that that person made that moral decision, and that's your belief. Let them deal with their life.
But they try to force that on everybody, it seems like.
Well, they're trying to legislate it for everybody.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Way. And you know, you want to live by the Bible, then read it a little heart closer and stop picking out the things you want and let people
interpret
govern,
it the way they want.
Govern their morality and let them be the consequences when they go meet the maker at the end, you know?
Yeah. Man, awesome call, Travis. You've made some awesome, awesome points in the few minutes you've been on here. I really appreciate your phone call this morning.
Well, I hope to see you at the show.
I will be. Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. If not, I hope you buy some tickets, but we'll be giving away more tickets tomorrow and Friday and maybe next week if I'm on or if another live host is in here. But we do have some more tickets to give away. So if today you don't get it, try me tomorrow the next day, all right?
Awesome, man. This is really great.
Hey, Travis, thanks
for doing a good job.
Hey, I'm trying. Thanks for participating, man. I need all your help, so I really appreciate it. 303-713-7600 is the number, and if you do get on and talk to me, your name will be thrown in a hat. We'll pull the name at the end of the show, and if we pick your name, you get a pair of tickets to Saturday's show at the Mile High Music Festival. If you haven't heard of Widespread Panic, I'm a big fan of theirs. I'm sure if you've listened to this show at all over the last few years, you've heard me talk about them and play them, but I think you'll be mighty surprised about how good they are. Also, Tool is phenomenal to see. They haven't played a show since 2007. And Incubus, Erica reminds me. That's one of her favorites. I mean, the whole lineup all weekend. If you do go to just one, you're probably going to want to go to the other. They got about, I think, 60, 70 bands, three or four different stages. It's going to be awesome, good time. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what does traffic look like?
As far as the highway drive goes, looks like everybody's kind of behaving this morning. No crashes, but we're seeing lots of volume on 225, 36. As you're traveling eastbound, making your way towards I-25, westbounders on 76, loading up on the approach to 74th, taking you up to I-25. Surface street accidents, Santa Fe and Dartmouth still in the works. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot day with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's already 61 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to...
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, buy a $500 CalSpas gift certificate for only $100. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone, 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Ryan, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
7:36 in the morning. It's a beautiful morning in the Mile High City. Nice and sunny to start. We could get some rain this afternoon. Looks like the forecast is calling for after 2 o'clock. Highs in the mid-80s, so starting to pop back in there. We haven't seen summer yet. It's been kind of strange. Strange summer and a spring in Colorado so far. I love it, though. I've been digging this weather. I don't know about you. 303-713-7600. Full lines. Let's get back to them. Brad on a cell. You're on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. You?
You're real good. You know, a couple of things. The first thing, it was said in the press release yesterday that he gave a severance package to this lady that he had the affair with. What I'd like to know is, and it was obviously a payoff, so did he use his own money or did he use his congressional money to pay her off?
I'm not sure. I would hope he used his own money.
Yeah, but you see,
he's a veterinarian and a adopted son of a Nevada casino mogul. So I imagine he's not struggling for cash.
Well, that doesn't matter. They still take payoffs from corporations.
You're right. No, that's a question people should be asking, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. And this whole business of that they're public servants is laughable. They do what they want, when they want, and their main objective is to get reelected, which, as far as I'm concerned, is all good reasons for term limits for everybody.
I'm with you, man. I'm all about term limits. And then you see people say, you know, I'm only going to serve 2 terms, and then they go for 2 or 3 or 4.
What's amazing is they take money from corporations.
Uh-oh. Brad, I lost you. Brad, if you get a chance, call me back, 303-713-7600. I'll pop you right back on. That line is still open. So, Brad, give me a call back. We lost you. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. How you doing in the Minst?
Oh, it's all good up in the Minst.
Good.
I'm taking you to task, man, on this marital thing.
Why?
Well, according to the right, that's the sanctity of marriage. That's the man and woman thing. Nobody else ought to be married. You ought to abide by your strict marital laws. This guy broke his contract. What makes me even more pissed is the fact that these women are suckers and they get up there on the podium with their husbands.
And back them.
And they go, oh, he's my man.
I know.
Yeah, they're suckers. What they ought to do is take a damn baseball bat to him at 3 in the morning. That's what ought to
happen. I don't know about that.
Well, I'm just saying they ought to just rake them over the coals like Eddie Murphy said. I want half, Eddie. They ought to just take their ass to the cleaners. It's just terrible that these guys do this.
Doug, if a sin is a sin, why wouldn't infidelity be considered a crime?
According to them, marital laws are the sanctity. I mean, that's
the number one thing.
Thing,
the number one thing that poses a threat to the institution of marriage is gay marriage, right? Is what
that's
they
right.
say. Wouldn't and Jay has brought up on this show many, many times over the years. Isn't it infidelity? I think it is.
That's right.
And affairs are, you know, carried out every day by thousands, probably tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Absolutely. But the key is they're of us. And if they really believe the Bible, that Bible in there says basically all leaders should be held to a higher standard to make sure that the people that they govern are taken care of. So they're breaking that law, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hypocrites, they're scum, and the women ought to just take them to the cleaners.
Yeah, and she's out there saying this is making our marriage stronger.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
I don't believe that. But
can you imagine
that's just
how
my
John
opinion.
Walsh felt when that whole Foley thing broke? And he stood up there and gave him a hug, a handshake. And
it was Foley. Thank you for bringing that name up. Foley was the guy caught with the pages, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And Craig and all these so-called, I'm above you because I'm a Republican. Oh, gosh. It sucks.
It does suck.
They ought to be whacked. They ought to just be booted out of their office. And then, next contestant.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Should they be booted? Should they be forced to resign? Should they be,
and
call themselves? Or should we just wait for them to, face another primary or face another candidate?
When
their re-election is up.
When they have, the last couple of callers, they're out there advocating for Clinton and all these other people. You should step aside. You should resign. It's true. Sometimes the one with the loudest mouth is the one you might want to...
Keep an eye on the...
That's right.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I'll get out of here, let somebody else come in, and I'm going to throw this out there. Hey, Heather, if you're single and you want to go to this show, I've got a ticket.
Are you looking for a date?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, if you want to go to the Mile High Music Festival show with Doug, give us a call. We'll take your number.
Not even a date. Just go as a friend.
Hi.
And if you want to trip out by yourself, fine. You want to, whatever. But I got a ticket.
Trip out by yourself.
Hey, once you get there and you want to jam on the other side of the show, go for it. I got a ticket.
Erica says she's in.
She said no.
Doug, I'll find you a date somewhere, man.
Right on, buddy.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you.
Late.
Let's go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Charles in Frisco. Charles, what's it looking like up there in Summit County this morning?
It looks really good up here. I'm about to go down, but I'm
are you?
About to deliver now. And I'm always calling you guys. I live in Aurora, but I go to Frisco every day.
I know. You work hard, man.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing good on the phones.
Hey, really thanks, Charles. I'm trying. It's
all you guys are the combination, David, you, Jay, everybody together is good. I like this station.
Like I told Michael Roberts, The Westward, I'm not as smart as David Sirota, and I'm not as crazy as Jay Marvin, but I'll do my best.
You got that voice. That's all that counts. That voice and personality. Yeah, what I was going to say is, when it goes way back, I mean, even though I do believe the guy should step down because of his mouth, because of the way he was on Clinton and everybody, and you can't hold them standards. I do believe you step down, but in a way... And then I think back in the days, like when John F. Kennedy or RFK, everybody who had these things going on, it was in the privacy. It didn't went out in public. But now I think that he should step down only because of the way he went after Clinton and Craig and everybody. But it's up to the public. Now, if he's in the Senate team, they vote for him again in primary. He should be in a primary. Now, if his people vote, that's okay, but I still think he should step down only because of the way he went after Clinton and everybody, and he should step down.
Yeah, if he wasn't vocal about it, I would say no big deal. I wouldn't be talking about if this came up this morning, and he hadn't had these quotes about Craig or Clinton, I wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, me too. And that's the way I look at it. I look at it, I know it's between him and his wife, and things go on and things happen. And like they said, it's not, but being such a out vocal advocate for it in the Senate, oh no, the moral health, and then turn around and do it. I mean, even the Clinton thing was, this would happen after Clinton. So he knows what he was standing for and everything. For
yeah.
Him to go and do that. That's not right.
Yeah,
I know
which
stuff
is.
Stuff happens in the world and everybody's not perfect like they're saying, but because he's such an advocate for it and stepping out, he needs to step down immediately.
Yeah, he's all about honesty and integrity in government. You know, what's his issue?
My opinion is when it comes to their private lives, it shouldn't be all in the public anyway. And that's just the way I feel. I know that once it gets in the public, it gets crazy and everything, but there's some very good politicians or very good leaders that we've had that have stuff like that. I think Clinton was a good leader. I know there's some things he messed up on, especially like that NAFTA thing. I mean, he really shouldn't have done that, but I guess he was pressured. I don't know why, but other than that, I think this guy should step down and really, really. And then, well, if they have a primary, they're going to make him step down. But if the public, if his people vote for him and they want him in there, that's not our calling.
Yeah, he can, yeah, step down now if you want to run again. Go ahead and, you know, when you're up for, you know, when the election's up.
Yeah. But you're doing a good job.
Hey, thanks, Charles. Enjoy your ride down the hill, okay?
And I'll be picking up my tickets tonight.
All right. Well, I hope we'll try to pull your name here around 10 o'clock, okay?
All right, you have a good
one. All right, buddy. Have a good one. Let's go back to the phones. Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm well. You?
Not too shabby, thank you. Couple things. First of all, I'm a Christian. I know I've called him before and said the same thing. The
religious, I'm glad you called, Jack.
Yeah, you know, this is the best thing on the radio that I can see. So, and you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Always, so, the religious right is about as far from biblical teaching as you can get. Having been a person who studied theology extensively, like not, you know, I wouldn't call myself
a theologian
by any means, but yeah, I'm definitely not that, but Christ did grassroots movements. He talked about loving people and getting rid of judgment. Like, that was his big thing. Like, that's why
he was about helping the poor and the women, from what I understand and what I take from the Bible.
Absolutely. And
the downtrodden.
Responsibility for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this was a guy who came. He himself was the one who, you know, died for our sins. All right. Given, okay, he wasn't making other people do it. He was there to do it himself. He got done what he was supposed to get done, and he loved everybody. In fact, the religious right of his day were the people who were trying to kill him, you know, and seeing that same kind of thing today is infuriating, especially when they're putting their entire basis on quote-unquote Bible. You know, I mean, there's a huge the Bible that talks about do not judge other people because what's going to happen when you are? And if this guy was really as righteous as he says he is, and I feel bad, you know, chances are he was condemning these guys from a platform, and there's no way that you can understand the amount of pain and frustration that goes into a broken relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way. And so for you to start condemning that and then find yourself in that position, I bet he's wishing he hadn't said those words.
I bet, yeah, I bet he's eating a shoe today.
Exactly, exactly.
It didn't take long for the media to dig up his old quotes.
No, it didn't. And that's the thing. If you're going to be a paragon of virtue, you need to stand up and stand for exactly what you believe, because that's another thing in the Bible. You can't, you're not supposed to be wishy-washy.
Yeah.
You know, you are to be the person who you are and stand up for it. And, you know, if he really is as righteous as he wants to be, and I do feel bad for him, like I'm not trying to condemn him either, but if he wants to be righteous, like he keeps preaching that he is, it is his job to step down, you know? And, you know, all of us sin, that's, you know, everyone screws up. That's fine. That's what everybody does. You're always going to hurt somebody else. But if you're willing to tell somebody else that they need to be judged, then you need to live up to your own expectations. That's just all there is to it.
Yep. Jack, you're another great call, man.
Thanks, appreciate
you always add a lot to the show. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Have a good day, man.
You too. And it's like the whole thing with Jesus, and from what I understand, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you can tell me I'm wrong, 303-713-7600, that he was about helping the poor, women, and the downtrodden. And yet, meanwhile, a lot of folks on the right are, and that align themselves with the religious right, are against what they call social programs and helping out the poor.
which I find extremely hypocritical as well. 303-713-7600. And a step aside, get you a market update with our man, Michael Spear from Presidential Brokerage. And then more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But first, traffic with Todd Parker.
All of a sudden, the Denver drive's starting to get busy. We're seeing some big delays heading south on I-25 downtown, partially due to a stalled-out dump truck. This is right around 38th. It's off to the right side, so you're going to find delays there. C-470 also very crowded. Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. They're still cleaning up that surface street accident, Santa Fe and Dartmouth. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect some afternoon showers today as those clouds start to roll in, but it's going to be a hot one with a high of around 85 degrees. Currently, it's 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
My left-wing crazies are better than your right-wing crazies. Your right-wing
crazies. Hey, it's Tom Hartman to tell you about the Natural Sleep Store. Did you know that your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. For details, visit the Natural.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand, so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night. Never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
Today from the Obama administration. So the markets are not doing much. You know, the Dow, I looked at it a couple minutes ago, up a dozen or so. The Russell's flat. The Nasdaq's only up a couple. S&P's down, was down one or two when I looked a few minutes ago. And so not a lot going on. But it is good to see that consumer prices have not really been going up much. In fact, the last year, we've seen the biggest decline in year-over-year prices from a consumer level, John, that we've seen since 1950. You know, you were, what, we were about 22, 23 then, weren't you?
Yeah. I wasn't even a thought then.
I understand. So anyway, you know, a lot of stuff going on out there that people really need to be aware of, and we've seen a pretty significant pull back in the last couple of days, and I think it would behoove them to get a little help with their investing these days.
Yeah, and if you need help, I suggest you go to the folks at Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Michael and or his team will help you out. Everybody there is great. Everybody I've talked to, and I highly suggest you use them. I wanted to ask you one more question. I don't know if you can pull it up for me. What's oil looking like? I know a lot of people are freaking out about the rise in oil or gas costs lately.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I am right now about to enter a charity golf tournament, and so I don't have my number.
Oh, well, okay. I apologize for asking you then.
No, that's fine. But when I looked this morning, as the market was opening, oil was down about $1
okay.
a barrel. It was finally below $70 a barrel.
Good.
And people need to remember, if you look at a chart, going into the summer months, frequently oil comes up in anticipation of, you know, the driving holiday type stuff. mm-hmm. and then comes back down as we get into the summer and more toward the fall. So
yeah, I think we all knew that they weren't going to stick under $2 a gallon, you know?
Yeah.
Well, hey, how come I'm not part of your foursome today?
Because you're working. You're a working hero today.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm working for charity today.
All right. Well, let's play golf sometime, too.
That'd be great.
All right. For you all to reach Mike Spear, 303, and his team, 303-749-2770. Everybody there is a pro, and I definitely suggest you use them. Mike, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Jakey. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Great gifts, incredible prices. The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. All executive dress shirts, $39. Plus, all Stays Cool sport shirts, wrinkle-resistant twill pants, linen pants and shorts, $39. How about every David Ledbetter textured golf polo? All traveler twill shorts and poplin shorts, $29. Consider a huge selection of executive suits and every seersucker suit, $199. Plus, select dress pants, $69. And sport coats, an incredible $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Father's Day is notorious for bad gifts. Remember the pocket fisherman? And let's not get started on macaroni art. This year, why not give your dad something he can really use, like peace of mind? Have drain solvers inspect your sewer lines for only $79. Write this number down. 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Drain Solvers is a member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
7:55, just a few minutes here before the top of the hour. Let's try to squeeze in a call or two. Shirley on a cell, you've been hanging. Shirley, thanks for calling in the show.
Hi. I had a couple of comments. I wanted to comment on the hypocrisy of that man that from Nevada, the senator from Nevada, that
John Ensign. Yep.
Yeah, he called for everybody's heads.
I mean,
Newt Gingrich did the same thing, and he was doing the same thing at the same time. You know, they all cheat. You know, I don't mean all, but you know, a lot of people cheat. It's not a Democrat Republican thing. The Republican thing is that they act like they're so much moral. The moral majority. There's nothing moral about them.
I agree with you. I don't see anything moral about this. You know, it's extreme hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a little hypocritical. It's, to me, this is extreme.
And this morning I'm watching, I can't remember, one of those shows, and this Republican, I don't even bother learning their names because they're going to be gone soon anyway, but he comes on, a Republican senator, and he's got his, the health care reform that they're proposing, the Republicans. And basically it's just, well, they're going to make insurance lower the prices because they've done it all along, right? They've kept the prices low. Insurance has done well for us. And they're going to give people a deduction or a credit for buying their own insurance, but it's not going to cost anything. He didn't address covering people, you know, that can't get, you know, coverage. And the guy asked him, what about giving Americans the same kind of coverage you have? And he said, well, that would be too costly. What a hypocrite.
That is hypocritical. You know,
it's okay for him to have it, and we pay for that, not him.
Why would religious folks not want to give health care to people, to children?
Because for the religious right, which I don't believe they are religious because I am a Christian,
mm-hmm.
for the religious right, life begins at conception and ends at birth. As far as they're concerned, once it's born, it's like, get away from me. I don't care about you. And I'll tell you, the other way that they've been acting, the way that they've been acting right now is not anything like Jesus. Not the Jesus that I would like to know what Bible they're reading, but they're acting more like the people that were screaming, crucify him.
Wow.
They're the ones acting like, exactly, they were so much more pious and so much better and sanctimonious and better than everybody else and better than Jesus, and they were screaming, crucify him. That's who the religious right is. reminds me of. And I don't believe the Republican leaders that come out and they keep saying they're Christians.
Yep.
It's like, who would Jesus torture?
Shirley, awesome call. Hey, I want you reacting to Shirley's phone call there. Are they like the people that are screaming for Jesus' crucifixion? 303-713-7600. We'll be right back.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry to cards that can be planted to bloom into wild flowers, you can find something green for you or your home. This Father's Day, treat Dad to a stainless tiffin set, a perfect gift for camping. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Zettapani. A few hours from now, President Obama will spell out some new rules of the road for banks and other financial companies.
The crucial thing is that the status quo can't remain.
Christina Romer, who heads the President's Council of Economic Advisors, tells the CBS News Early Show, a key element in the plan is creation of a new government agency to protect borrowers.
There's one agency whose only job it is to watch out for consumers. The deceptive practices, transparency, making sure there's a plain vanilla option, even when they're more complicated ones.
Banking industry analyst Gerard Cassidy sees the potential for unintended adverse consequences.
We have to be very careful that if we are too strict or if there are too many rules for the lenders to consumers, the lenders are just going to pull back and not make credit available.
The heavy lifting on health care begins now. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
The Senate Health Committee is the first to get this far, actually starting today to write a bill. Insuring everyone is expensive, but Democrat Barbara Mikulski says the cost of doing nothing is higher.
The cost to people, the cost to our country, and the cost to our economy.
The sessions will be chaired by Senator Chris Dodd.
Nothing would make me happier than to have us come out with a strong bipartisan bill.
But that's unlikely, as Republicans fiercely oppose several key elements, including a government health plan to compete with private insurance companies. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Can a perk that companies were willing to pay for when times were good survive the recession? CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
Their workplace wellness programs, often they help employees lose weight or quit smoking. USA Today says companies under budget pressures are targeting these programs. For example, Pfizer cut back on the monetary incentives it offers workers to take part in wellness programs. President Obama has touted wellness incentives as he pushes health care reform. Many companies are trying to sustain them, knowing they could cut health care costs.
Iranian opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi is calling on his followers to come out for another big rally tomorrow to protest last week's disputed presidential election. With the government clamping down on foreign reporters, it's not clear if protests called for today are actually taking place. Yasin Fodin of the Washington Times says Mousavi is urging his supporters to avoid violence.
People driving around on the streets, honking their horns, holding green ribbons up and flashing victory signs. Not things that you can get arrested for, but certainly creating an atmosphere of opposition.
President Obama angered gay groups by not supporting an end to the ban on openly gay military personnel. Now he's getting praise and some heat for extending government benefits to the same-sex partners of federal workers. Carrie Elleveld is a Washington correspondent with a gay rights magazine.
Many people are very upset. They think that a presidential memo like this should have been signed maybe within the first couple weeks of his presidency.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 15 points. This is CBS News.
for us.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. It's the latest tension raiser in a brewing fight over road rights between drivers and bicyclists in the Boulder area. Flyers stuffed in Boulder County mailboxes threaten a vehicle blockade of next month's Sunrise Century bicycle ride. The Daily Camera reports the flyers began appearing last week and suggest drivers on left-hand Canyon Road might disrupt the bike ride. More pain at the pump, 49 straight days of increasing gas prices around the country. The executive director of the Colorado-Wyoming Petroleum Association, Mark Larson, says most gas stations make only about 9 cents for every gallon they sell.
If 30% of our sales is coming from the inside sales, and we want people to come across our island.
Gas is averaging $2.56 a gallon in Colorado. Denver drivers have plenty of room for improvement when it comes to courteous driving habits. The results of an annual national road rage survey ranked Denver in the middle, number 13 out of 25 cities. New York City had the least courteous drivers, and Portland, Oregon, the nicest. And better luck next time for the Rockies. They will look forward to starting a new streak tonight as the Tampa Bay Rays, clobber them 12-4 last night at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A right lane stall on the southbound side of I-25, right around 38th. Still hanging things up as you're trying to get downtown. It starts to slow on that approach to 58th. We're also seeing slowdown C-470. This is on the eastbound side, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Then again on the approach to Quebec. They finally cleared up that surface street crash, Hampton and Santa Fe. That was a pretty bad one. Had lots of cars involved. Took a while to get that out of your way. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. Again, it's going to be another hot one with a high of about 84-85 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, though. Chance of showers later on, most likely after 2 p.m. Currently, we're at 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't so special? Try the new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe, weekdays from 4 to 6 at Park Meadows Mall. They have daily specials on appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the Vodka Pink Lemonade, is only $5.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance?
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Mr. Move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift, a new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
John Turkey filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm going to be going and checking in with the big guy here this afternoon. I'm going to go see him. I know he has some more testing being done or has to go to the doctor here for a little bit this morning. I'm going to go check him out sometime this afternoon, see how things are going there at the Marvin household. He is recovering at home. We wish him a speedy recovery. If you'd like to check out his health status update, Michael Roberts wrote a piece in Westward in his blog, The Latest Word, about 10 days ago, but it's still, you know, pretty updated. If you want to check that out, that's at our website, am760.net. Click on the lineup, then click on Jay Marvin, and look on his page, and you'll find it all right there. We're talking about hypocrisy and the right, and how this has been brought up this morning is Senator John Ensign of Nevada, Republican leading conservative, mentioned as a potential presidential candidate, admitted Tuesday he had an extramarital affair with a woman who was a member of his campaign staff. Quote, last year I had an affair. I violated the vows of my marriage. It is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. If there was ever anything in my life I could take back, this would be it. His spokesman, Tori Mazzola, said the affair took place between December 07 and August 08 with a campaign staffer who was married to an employee in Ensign State office. Neither has worked for the senator since May 08. Ensign, 51, said he would not mention the name of the campaign aide. He described the woman and her husband as good friends. Our families were close, a weary-looking ensign said. That closeness put me to situations which led to my inappropriate behavior. We caused deep pain to both families, and for that I am sorry. Ensign did make it clear, however, he did not plan to resign. It was unclear why Ensign decided to disclose the affair Tuesday. His wife, Darlene, also released a statement about the affair. Since we found out last year, we have worked through the situation and we have come to a reconciliation. This has been difficult on both families. With the help of our family and close friends, our marriage has become stronger, Mrs. Ensign said. They do have three children. But if you go back, looks like Ensign might be eating a shoe this morning. October 18th, 2007. These are some quotes about what his reaction to Larry Craig's Minneapolis airport sexting. The senator said that by the end of September, if the guilty plea was not overturned, if he was not reestablished on his seniority on committees, that he would resign. Neither one of those things are going to happen. I call on Senator Craig. If he loved the Senate and his party, he would keep his word. Ensign also brushed aside the notion that the Idaho Republican should be given leniency because he only pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. This wouldn't be making the national news if it was an ordinary misdemeanor, Ensign said. He pled guilty to something that, you know, lewd behavior. That's not the behavior a United States senator should be engaged in. Ensign also dismissed the suggestion that Craig's case is similar to that of Republican Senator David Vitter, who had admitted to committing a serious sin with a Washington prostitute when he served in the White House. How is that different than what Larry Craig did? Also, back in during the Clinton presidency, during the height of the scandal surrounding his affair with Monica Lewinsky, the Nevada Republican denounced the president's conduct as an embarrassing moment for the country. I think we have to feel very sad for the American people and Hillary and Chelsea, he said. Weeks later, Ensign would call on Clinton to resign. I came to that conclusion recently, and frankly, it's because of what he put his whole cabinet through and what he has put the whole country through, he was quoted saying at the time. He has no credibility left. Does this John Ensign have any credibility? And where does this hypocrisy on the right seem to come from? Our last caller last hour said some of these finger pointers on the right are, she likens them to the people that said, crucify Jesus Christ. What do you think of that charge? 303-713-7600. We'll try to keep this one going for a little while longer. And if we fill up the lines, we'll keep it going for another hour. If not, I got a couple other stories I could bring up. But I think this is a really awesome story to talk about. And I wouldn't be talking about his affair if he wouldn't have called out Larry Craig and Bill Clinton. What do you think? Where does this hypocrisy come from? Are you sick of it? 303-713-7600. And if you get in, we do have a pair of tickets to give away for the Mile High Music Festival. This is a Saturday night at Dick's Sporting Goods Park there in Commerce City. Features Tool, Widespread Panic, G-Love and Special Sauce, Galactic.
There's a car fire being reported on the ramp.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and so should be a fun show. And all you got to do is get in here on the program with me at 303-713-7600. Your name will be thrown in a hat, and we'll pull that at the end of the show. Let's go back to the phones and talk to George in Arvada. George, you're on AM 760.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I couldn't resist your topic.
And, well, I think it's an important issue to talk about.
Well, I really do because. Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in Christian churches, at one time searching for some kind of spiritual identity. And the thing that really got me about a lot of the Christian churches is that they really emphasize the law of how you maintain your salvation. And it's almost like they build the stairway to heaven, you know, like one Baptist preacher once told me that salvation is free, and that really sold me on the idea. But the rest of them would say that, you know, you have to maintain your salvation by doing all of these certain works. And, you know, Jesus says, follow me to the desert so that you can better hear the voice of God. But I think that's the last thing they would ever do. They just look down on the poor, and they don't have that basic humility. The Catholics are a little bit better because They really get into the Old Testament, and they really do all of these rituals.
And they do help the poor. The Catholics do. They seem to.
And they get on their knees, and they break bread on Sunday, and they do a lot of the traditional things. But a lot of these extreme right-wing Catholics are just as bizarre as the rest of them. And I think it's...
You brought up a point, George. You said, you know, they got a thing against the poor. Why is that? Did Jesus have a thing against the poor?
Not at all. Not at all. I think they say a lot of times that Jesus said the poor will always be with you, and they use that somehow to justify looking down on the poor. But Jesus wasn't advocating looking down on the poor. He was just saying that, you know, he is the road to salvation. But nevertheless, Jesus, everything he did was in favor of the poor and really being with that and showing a lot of humility to God by showing a lot of humility to God's children,
mm-hmm.
showing the love of your fellow man. That's what Jesus was all about. In fact, the last commandment he gave as he rose on that, as he resurrected to heaven, was love one another. That's what he told the apostles and all of his followers. I don't think the right wing gets that. They don't practice that. They don't embrace that. Some of them do.
Yeah, we're not charging all Christians with being hypocritical.
But a lot of them they just don't. I guess when it comes right down to it, people just make such a big deal about the world and all of the worldly goods and making money and maintaining what you have. I think Jesus looks at something way bigger than that. I guess it's the same challenge to all of us, really.
You think Jesus would have required a tithing of 10% of your income to the church?
Well, Jesus did say that, you know, go ahead and give 10% to the Father. But, it's like he did not make a real big deal of it. Just go ahead and...
All right, see, I want my kids to be able to go to church, but there's certain values that I want them to, you know, that the churches teach that I don't necessarily agree with.
Right, exactly.
You know, like I don't want my kids going to church where they preach against gay marriage.
Exactly. I wouldn't want my kids going to church where they preach against...
But I do believe that a lot of good morals are taught in churches around the nation as well.
Oh, definitely. That's what church is all about. That's what you're supposed to get out of church is some morality that applies to everybody and it's just a matter of...
But it seems like it's really bled into politics over the last several years.
I think they tried to get some type of power. Look what the Christian Crusaders did. Look what the Spanish Inquisition did.
Forcing their religion on thousands.
And that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. That was his ticket, you know, was to invade Poland and convert them and so that they would do things the right way. There was kind of a spiritual religious connotation to it. And that's really, that was a lot of his justification for being aggressive throughout Europe and for taking over Europe. But yet there was an underlying motive that was buried right beneath the surface and in his quest for power.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important not to
manifest destiny.
Right. And it's so important not to mix religion and state.
Yep.
And that's really a big reason for it, because for some reason, when we think that, I guess we think that we have some kind of self-righteous right to force our religious beliefs on other people, and that's obviously not right. There are some people who have some very, very extremely good spiritual ideologies. Like, say, for example, I was with some Buddhists doing some chanting. And, you know, that was really a really revitalizing, rejuvenating type of experience. And you know,
I like all religions, George, to be honest with you. Exactly. I can't say one religion is better than the other. I can't say Buddhism isn't correct. I can't say Islam isn't the way to go or Christianity. I don't know. That's why it's just such a strange world we live in when we all got to live on the same planet and we have all these different religions. I see religion. I'm trying to think. Christopher Hitchens wrote a book how religion poisons everything. And he may be an interesting guest to get on the show. But, George, I really appreciate the phone call, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a great one. Right. Let's fit another one in before break. Jerry and Parker, good morning.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing this morning?
I'm really good. My take on it is I think a lot of politicians use their Christian affiliation to collect votes.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is, but... I'm not a religious person. I think that organized religions are just an avenue to God, you know, and everybody, I mean, I could explain something to you six different ways, and one of those ways you might get my point.
Mm-hmm.
The other ways you might not understand what I'm trying to say. So I think religions are just a way for everybody to get together and figure out, you know, how they're going to find the God of their understanding or something like that. You know,
right.
I used to really have a problem with organized religions. Now I just have a problem with some of the people involved.
Yeah, I think they should pay taxes.
Oh, they should definitely pay taxes.
That drives me crazy too.
If you want to discuss government and politics, well, then you're going to have to pay your fair share. You know, you don't get representation without kicking in a little bit here. You know, this new Christian...
Because there is representation of the churches in the White House. James Dobson had a direct line to basically Karl Rove during the Bush years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't... But
and that scares the hell out of me.
Well, it shouldn't scare you. It should mobilize you. It should get you involved.
Well, yeah, and it has.
Don't be afraid. If you're afraid, then you're going to be frozen. You know, if you're afraid, you're going to be angry. Don't, you know, you need to protect America. You need to be involved in it. And don't let these wackos, just because they've been, you know, up front for the last 8-10 years or so, you know, they don't get to call the shots. They're not in charge. They just, this is a small blip in history. But, you know, my favorite thing, the reason I called was, I love when people walk around with these giant, like, diamond encrusted crosses or gold crosses or really ornate crosses. It just, I mean, to me, that just says, you don't even understand the first principle of Jesus.
Why is that?
Well, Jesus was about, if you have anything, give it to your neighbor. If you have extra,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't have enough.
Yeah, meanwhile, they don't want to give health care to children.
Well, meanwhile, they're walking around with a diamond-encrusted cross that just says, I don't believe in the basic idea of Jesus. I believe in the basic idea of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hide behind this cross.
Yeah, it seems, you make a great point, Jerry.
Go to a church some Sunday and really take a look at what they're wearing.
Yeah, I haven't been to a church in a long time except for outside of funerals and weddings.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I know some people that are religious that I really respect and that really have a really good understanding of it and try to live by the, you know, by that concept. And I know a lot of people that, you know, just use it as part of their armor to get over on people. You know, I used to get real upset about it, but now I'm just like, you know, whatever. They're all sick.
So we need to mobilize, not get angry.
Can't get angry. Angry's not going to do it.
Right. No. All right, Jerry. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. See ya. Again, if you call 303-713-7600 and get on the air with me, your name will be entered in the Mile High Music Festival giveaway. That's at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. Saturday, July 18th is what these tickets are good for. That show features Widespread Panic and Tool and is Incubus, as well as many others. It's looking like a really good show. So if you can't get in here with me having a good discussion about hypocrisy and religion and everything going on with this Senator John Ensign, admitting to an affair. He's also called for Larry Craig's resignation and Bill Clinton's. What do you think of the hypocrisy about that? He says he will not step down. 303-713-7600. Here's Todd Parker with traffic.
It's still a heavy ride as you're making your way downtown following an earlier...
Hey, if Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels, you know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, new music, community service. See ya! Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
Card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do. But where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
It's summertime, and Ace can help you take care of your yard and help you enjoy it. For a limited time, buy a relaxer chair on sale for $39.99. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points. And don't forget about Father's Day. Help Dad stock his workshop with an Ace gift card. Plus, find expert advice to save you time and money on all your summer projects. Now that's a value. Hurry into Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
I like the liberal agenda.
Randy Rhodes.
Freedom for all. Legalized marijuana, saving our money on law enforcement so that we don't have to go bust somebody for, you know, an ounce of marijuana. I don't know anybody that ever killed anybody driving on the pot. I really don't. I mean, they drive too slow in the left lane. Sometimes they have their seatbelt sparking out the door. I mean, it's annoying, but they never killed anybody.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
8:26 in the morning. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. It's been an awesome week so far talking to all of you. I really want to thank everybody for participating. Having a fun conversation this morning about hypocrisy and some folks on the right. I'm not going to say everybody on the right is doing it, but if you take a look at this Senator John Ensign, who's basically admitted to an affair with a campaign staffer who was actually married to another person that worked in his office. He says he will not resign. His wife says she's sticking by him. It's actually made their marriage stronger. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, he asked for the resignation of Larry Craig, who did the toe-tapping thing in the Minneapolis airport, as well as Bill Clinton. He said that it was embarrassing to the country what Bill Clinton did during the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. What do you think about this? Should he be forced to resign? Where does this hypocrisy on the right come from? Got a great conversation going on. Let's go back to the phones. Denny in Boulder County, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
Great day in the mountains.
It is.
The columbines at 9,000 feet are...
They're blooming?
They're blooming.
Yeah, I need to go up to my parents' cabin.
Plus, there's still a couple of past flowers around, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Love living in Denver.
Shirley, three callers back, I believe, who admitted being a Christian right on. I've been waiting so long, wondering where the silent Christians are who just listen to these so-called Christians, hate mongers, who just rant and rail, you know, about them, about the liberals, the Democrats, the Clintons, you know, the John Edwards, and say nothing when one of their folks, you know, it's the holier than thou attitude,
yep.
And eventually what goes around comes around. I refer to them as New Age Christians because the bumper sticker, you know, who would Christ bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? There's old values and then these new values about, you know, just people who just go crazy about abortion and homosexuality, you know, and thinks that homosexuality is just part of the normal event where, you know, some of us are heterosexual, some of us are homosexual, some of us are bisexual, and there's a bell-shaped curve continuum. And when are these folks going to get the message? I don't want these guys to resign. I want them to continue to be out there as representatives of the Republican Party, of the neoconservative branch of the Republican Party, so we can continue just to see the hypocrisy. And you know that hypocrisy eventually bites you right in the buns. You know, it comes right back around and gets you. So,
yeah, and I'm looking, you know, I just pulled up this story. I don't know if you remember this, but the whole Matthew Shepard murder.
Absolutely.
And on the day AG Eric Holder seeks to tougher hate crimes law, I'm looking at this quote from Representative Virginia Fox from North Carolina, who basically says that the Matthew Shepard murder was a hoax.
Well, it's like the Holocaust deniers, you know, that it's a hoax. It's just like their fundamentalist agenda is so strong that, you know, to heck with the facts.
Would some folks on the right really believe that there's different crimes against people because of their race, religion, race, religion, sexual preference. I just don't get how they could call it a hoax. I mean, if it was turned around on the other foot and you had Christians being beat up outside of churches or shot at, you know, it might be a different story. Maybe they would be for the hate crime legislation.
But, you know,
I just see the hypocrisy on so many different levels out there right now.
It seems to me that Christ had one law, and that was about love.
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't say a whole bunch about hate. He talked a whole bunch about love, and I think it's time for all of us, whether we're, you know, I used to be Catholic and
recovering.
Recovering.
I'm not saying anything bad against the Catholics.
You know, I don't care that, you know, the Catholics in general, I think, are pretty good folks. And there are some who are far right, you know, and who just, you know, they rant and rail about abortion, and they could care less about the death penalty, and they could care less about, they vote for people who, you know,
pro-lifers are also pro-death penalty, seems like.
It seems like that. And,
you know,
and they,
how does that work?
And they,
I don't
get
it.
They love to vote for people who are going to put us in an unnecessary war so we can kill some of them. You know,
right.
And it's just, it's sad.
All right, Denny, awesome call again.
I think we will, you know, in the long run, we are going to prevail. And I hope surely in the other Christians who are just,
now, I've had a few of them this morning, yeah.
I you know, it's good to hear that those folks are out there because I'm so tired that, you know, they let the Dobsons, you know, carry the Christian, you know, the cross.
Right.
Instead of speaking up and saying, no, this is, you know, this is wrong.
Hey, Denny, I want you to check out one song for me if you can.
What's
called Love Is My Religion by Ziggy Marley. You love it.
How about Imagine? And yeah. I hope you guys go to Strawberry Park.
We decided on Estes Park this time around.
That's cool.
But Strawberry Park is definitely in the works for. They did have some stuff on site for you to stay, but there was like you had to bring your headlamp and your own bedding and.
Oh, it's rustic.
Yeah, so you know the place to stay right there at Strawberry Park. But yeah, you know for the I want to do that next year. I think that's what we're gonna do for the 11 year.
Do it sometime this summer.
All right. Yeah, man. I want to go up there and get naked. Not naked, naked.
It's naked, man.
I'm gonna be up to no good.
It's the greatest. You will love it.
All right. Danny, thanks a million.
Adios.
I want to fit one more call in before we go to a break. Nancy in Denver's been hanging on the longest. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You know, I have to laugh at Ensign, and you know, I'm sure there are people that will be coming out of the woodwork to support him and all this kind of stuff. And what gets me is all of the bona fides that he has racked up to show that he's such a good Christian. I mean, my God, he's a promise keeper.
Yeah.
He's part of this four-square church and all this kind of crap. And let's talk about one other thing. Okay, so he cheated on his wife with a staffer. Well, that staffer was married, too. That's two marriages involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's two marriages involved. But yet, I think somehow both marriages are stronger now. You know, of course.
I
don't know if I believe that.
You have to go through this. You have to go pork one of your employees to make your marriage stronger.
Let me read this from Promise Keepers website, if I can. Which John Ensign is a prominent member of. Promise Keepers, men of integrity. That's their motto, okay? Promise Keepers' mission is to ignite and unite men to become warriors who will change their world through their living of the seven promises. Promise Keepers' vision is simply put in three words, men transformed worldwide. Based in Denver, Promise Keepers has directly reached more than 5.5 million men since its founding in 1990. Multitudes more have been reached through books, music, CDs, multimedia. In 1997, an estimated 1 million gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for Stand in the Gap, marking arguably the largest gathering of Christian men in the modern U.S. history. So what they are saying, the seven promises, and I'm trying to find out what their core values are here. The seven promises. Promise one, committed to honoring Jesus Christ through worship, prayer, and obedience to God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Number two, a promise keeper is committed to pursuing vital relationships with a few other men, understanding that he needs brothers to help him keep his promises. Number three, committed to practicing spiritual, moral, ethical, and sexual purity. That's number three.
Bingo.
Number four, committed to building strong marriages and families through love, protection, and biblical values. Number five, committed to supporting the mission of his church by honoring and praying for his pastor and by actively giving his time and resources. Number six, committed to reaching beyond any racial and denominational barriers to demonstrate the power of biblical unity. And number seven, committed to influencing his world, being obedient to the Great Commandment, see Mark 12, 30, 31, and Great Commission, see Matthew 28, 19, and 20. But number three, a promise keeper is committed to practicing spiritual, moral, ethical, and sexual purity. I wonder if he's been kicked out of the promise keepers yet.
You know, I haven't been able to find anything.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it right now. But
you know, I mean, he pontificated, especially in, you know, advocating for the Defense of Marriage Act.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this is his statement on that. Marriage recognizes the ideal of a father and mother living together to raise their children. Marriage is the cornerstone on which our society was founded. For those who say that the Constitution is so sacred that we cannot or should not adopt the Federal Marriage Amendment, I would simply point out that marriage and the sanctity of that institution predates the American Constitution and the founding of our nation. Marriage as a social institution predates every other institution on which ordered society in America has relied.
Wow.
Yeah. So put all that together, and then, you know, if I could ask him one question, though, you know, knowing that he's got this big thing for defense of marriage and, you know, all of this Christianity and everything else going on, whose gay marriage caused him to go cheat?
Yeah, because gay marriage threatens the sanctity of
marriage. And every time I ask one of my Christian friends that's they've been saved, but for their own healing, they have to get a divorce. It's like, well, which gays broke up your marriage?
Right.
Well, it wasn't them exactly.
It's like, you know, it's like the folks on the family think they're going to make a poster child out of Dobson, showing that, you know, that being gay is not a inherited trait or something that you're born with, that you actually, it's a choice. You know, they're going to make him straight again. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, you can pray the gay away,
yeah,
according to them.
I mean, you know, he's in gay rehab.
Yeah.
You know, it's just totally ridiculous. It just...
They just,
throws them crazy.
You know, they cherry pick the parts out of the Bible that they want to believe, but nobody that I know that calls themselves a true Christian, as far as these uber religions go, or the uber churches, or whatever you want to call them, nobody I know is God's version of a Christian.
Yeah, it's hard to find
them.
Who's, you know,
yeah.
Who are God's people right now?
I've got my cults, but you know what? I don't go out proclaiming my religion or how far superior I am to somebody else, because of my perceived notion of my awesomeness in this world.
Yeah. Nancy, great call. Hey, thanks for bringing this up.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great rest
and
of your day.
You got it. And your name is going to be in the hopper for the Mile High tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Late for a break, 303-713-7600. Lynn, Ron, Jason, everybody hang on. I want to come to you after this break. But first, traffic, Todd Parker.
Northbound I-25, really slow on that approach to Alameda as you're trying to get into the downtown area. Crews have cleaned up that car fire that was on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Evans. Heavy pockets on both 36 as well as 76, especially on the westbound side, making your approach to I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers today as those clouds roll in, most likely after 2. Currently, though, we're at 68 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value, free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Cherry, Shaker White, and more, all at a nearby store or shipped directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a designer surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Wondering what to do on Father's Day? Hi, this is Mario. Take Dad or Grandpa to the Wings Over the
Rocky's Air and Space Museum. You'll see a B-1 bomber and an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars y mucho más. For information, go to wingsmuseum.org. That's wingsmuseum.org.
Let's welcome Josh's father to our class for Career Day.
Welcome, Mr. Larner.
Mr. Larner is an accountant.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Larner, what does an accountant do?
An accountant brings resumes to his son's class and passes them out.
Oh, sir.
Do any of you have parents that can hire me?
Mr. Larner.
Or help me find work in this tough economy?
Mr. Larner.
Remember, giving my resume to your parents will count as 50% of your grade.
Mr. Larner.
Do any of you have an apple in your lunchbox? I'm hungry.
Yes, it's a tough economy, but there are great jobs out there. Post your resume right now at DenverHelpWanted.com.
With me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright.
In the morning, John Turkin for Jay Marvin. Full lines. Let's get back to him. Let's go to Jason in Littleton. Thanks for hanging on, Jason. Jason?
Hot dog, man. Good morning,
brother. What's up, hot dog, brother?
Not too much, man. Not too much. You know, I to be perfectly honest, I just tuned in and started listening to the topic here a little while ago. And, you know, and I really don't have a lot to say about the guy that everybody's talking about. But one of the things, a few callers back, you know, somebody's asking about where the Christians are in all this. The fact is that I am a Christian, and, you know, I watch the news, I listen to all the radio programs and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, you know, as I was on hold thinking about this, I kept thinking about, number one, a Bible verse that said, you will know my followers by the fruits of their labor. And so people that look at the people that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, that call themselves Christians, right off the bat, you know what? These people can't be taken seriously. A lot of people in the Republican Party, excuse me, that love to talk a great game about, the Bible says this and this is what we should be doing. Well, if they're not walking the walk, then the talk that they do isn't worth anything. Because I think it was, where the quote was that even the devil can quote scripture for his own uses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, and the last thing is, and I'll get off the line here, is that for anybody that isn't familiar with this guy, and I know Jay has talked about him on several occasions, and I love him, is a pastor by the name of Jim Wallace.
Yep.
And Jim Wallace is, the first time I read any of his stuff, he became my hero. This is the kind of guy that he doesn't, you know, he has a very quiet voice. He's not like Dobson that has lots to say about everything. If Jim Wallace has something to say, it's something important. And so when he says it, people listen. And he wrote a fantastic book that really kind of shaped my mind about politics. And the book was called God's Politics, Why the Right Gets It Wrong and the Left Doesn't Get It. And when you guys were talking about, the right wing being pro-life but pro-war, that's the first thing he says in there is how can a party that calls themselves predominantly Christian say it's okay to save babies, but it's okay, but at the same time it's okay to kill people. Death penalty. He's very against the death penalty, and actually says in his book about how he was very disappointed and cried the day that Timothy McVeigh was killed, because he says that his belief is that humanity does not have the right to take life.
Yeah.
So he's absolutely consistent down the road, but he's not a big loudmouth. If he's going to say something, he believes that, when he asks.
Now, Wallace is great. I'm glad you brought him up.
So, yeah, but, hey, man, I'll get off, and, hey, you are doing one hell of a job, my brother.
Oh, thanks, Jason. I appreciate it, man. And call me tomorrow the next day. Your name's in the hopper for the tickets to Mile High Music Fest, okay?
No, man, take my name out and put somebody else in there. I just wanted to call and say hi, tell you you're doing a great job, and throw my 2 cents.
All right, brother. Have a good one. Let's go back to the phones. Ron in Arvada, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You?
You know, I'm sort of a lapsed Catholic, but I really get on this thing where I see these statements from people who say, hey, all of us got to get together. We Christians and Catholics. And I think that's a slap in the face when we say we Christians and Catholics. Like, I ain't a Christian.
Yeah, why is there a division?
They always say that, and the thing is that always gets me about how some of these real ultra evangelicals that get against gays, they get on this book of Leviticus, Thou Shalt Not Lay with a Man. Read a couple of paragraphs down. That also the book commands you don't eat shrimp, don't eat crab. don't eat oysters or, you know, bottom sea fish.
Right.
Hey, a lot of us, our lifestyles would be out if we couldn't eat shrimp or crab.
Yeah. If you lived on the Gulf Coast, man, if you couldn't eat shrimp or crab,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. And the other thing that really gets me about some of these people is the empire building of some of them. And, have you ever watched any of that? Do you ever surf your cable and watch some of this stuff?
The religious programming?
Yeah.
No, I try to avoid it.
Oh, there is one guy out of Houston, Texas. His name is Joel Austin. And he preaches success that even if you're poor and you're on a tight income, give me as much as you can and it'll come back and make you blessed and you'll get rich, you know, giving to me. And this guy, you know, the old Houston Rockets arena where they used to play NBA basketball, he bought the place and converted it into a church. You see no cross, you see a big globe. He's got one of the, he's married the second time. He's got one of these trophy Barbie doll wives. Hey, and people love him.
Yeah.
And the same thing out here in Aurora. There's a guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's out in Aurora. He's got the same type of church. And the Denver Post nailed him. He had a big 20-passenger corporate jet. And what in the hell was he using that for?
Yeah, and that's being paid for by...
By the...
By the taxpayers and the people that are tithing their money to go to the church.
Yeah, poor African Americans.
Yeah.
And this other gal, I think that she's on, Joyce something or the other, they had a picture of her in Time magazine. She was getting off one of those big jets into her Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it's sick. Ron, hey, thanks for the call again, man. Your name's in the hopper. Let's take one more before break, but I do want to let you know or remind you of this, and I'm glad an earlier caller brought it back up, that he's a member of the Promise Keepers, which is a group of men of integrity, and their promise number 3 is a Promise Keeper is committed to practicing spiritual, moral, ethical, and sexual purity, yet he says he had an affair. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lynn in Aurora. I got about a minute, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You today?
Good to go.
Good. What do you think?
This is a shame because it weakens the marriages. It doesn't strengthen them. And the people live with anger, and monogamy is threatened, and I don't hear anything about forgiveness or counseling. And I think that man is absurd, absolutely absurd. He should resign immediately.
Yeah, he's a member of his Brother's Keepers group. And he asked for Bill Clinton and Larry Craig's resignation, but he can't even follow his own morals.
That's right.
Drives me crazy.
It's profound. And can we recall him or impeach him or what?
I don't know what can be done. It depends on Nevada state law. But I think he says he will not resign. So I think he may be facing a primary or, you know, we'll see what happens when re-election comes up there for that seat and that Senate seat in Nevada.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Hey, another one like that.
Lynn, thanks for the call.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Got another segment on the other side. I'll fit in as many calls as I can before CBS News. And then I'm wide open in the 9 o'clock hour. Anything you want to talk about is on the table. 303-713-7600. Got some open lines. First, Todd Parker in traffic.
The Denver Drive starting to wind down pretty quickly right now. Could find some heavy pockets on I-25 downtown. Same deal on 225 after that Parker curve. But as far as C-470 along the foothills go, speeds are really improving. Same deal on I-70 over that elevated stretch. We do have a two-car accident. It's on a surface street, but you're going to find activity 25th in Colorado. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a warm day. In fact, even hot, with a high of around 84, 85 degrees. Sunny skies for a little bit, then those clouds are going to roll in, bring them with them a chance of some afternoon showers, most likely after 2. Currently, we're at 70 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Oh, a tie.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better.
New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
Memory? Are you unable to recall information about yourself, your family, or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function. For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376. Again, that's 720-848-6376.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
8:55, got 4 minutes before the top of the hour here at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's go back to try to get a couple calls in here before the top of the hour. Phil in Denver, you're on AM 760. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Hey, man, there's so many issues here that I think your view or maybe expectations of religion are flawed at just a core level.
Mine are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's what you're looking for. I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking to necessarily straighten you out. It's just that I think what you're looking for a religion to be is a basis for morality, and it's not that. At least Christianity. I'm a Christian,
okay.
And there are a lot of moral teachings, but Christianity is not about making you perfect. And it seems like you put if Christians teach morality at all, or if they vote one way or the other, then they're trying to legislate morality. They're not. They're just Christianity is about truth, not about morality. And I think most all religions are about their version of truth or what they believe truth to be. And your choice is to believe that or not. Every religion.
Everybody's truth is different, though, Phil.
Well,
if you look at the different religions, is Christianity the only one? Or I mean, so you blow off all people that are Buddhists or Muslims or?
Oh, you don't blow off people at all, and a lot of.
But your faith is the one truth.
Well, if I don't believe that, why would I adhere to the faith?
Well, why is this ensign a member of the Promise Keepers, men of integrity, and when they promise to fulfill these seven promises, one being to practice spiritual, moral, ethical, and sexual purity, but yet they're caught doing the opposite?
Oh, because he blew it. and I think he should resign, but just because that's the right thing to do.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's not a Christian. I think he should be kicked out of Promise Keepers if he is in it. I don't know how that organization works, but I think he should be kicked out because he failed. And I think if he stands up and he admits that he failed, and he still adheres to the truth that you should be a man of integrity. I didn't do it, so I'm going to resign from my position. But if you fail...
Well, right. Wouldn't they be about forgiveness, though? Hey, we know you made a mistake, brother. But it's okay. We'll keep you here in the Promise Keepers.
But there's a different level of accountability for a leader.
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
On a personal level, there's a difference between personal and morality. Because if you have, personal...
I don't think Christianity is about truth. I think it's about morality.
See, read the Bible. It's about knowing God. It's about understanding God. There's morality in there.
Hey, man, listen, I wish I had some more time, but I got to hit top of the hour news, okay? I really appreciate your phone call. Call me again, all right? All right, have a great day. Phil in Denver, appreciate the phone call. We'll take more of them. Open phones here after 9 o'clock. We will get in as many as we can. Anything you want to talk about on tap here in the 9 o'clock hour. But if you want to talk about religion and hypocrisy, we'll be right back after CBS News.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called freescore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at freescore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at freescore123.com. That's freescore123.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Nick Young. The president wants tighter oversight of the financial industry, and today he takes the wraps off his plan. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama will call for sweeping changes in government oversight of financial firms. He wants a new agency to protect consumers from unfair or deceptive business practices. White House economic advisor Christina Romer told the CBS News Early Show the overhaul is overdue.
One of the crucial things that we know caused the mess that we're in now is lax financial regulation. Firms falling through the gap.
The administration hopes to close that gap by giving the Federal Reserve new powers to oversee financial firms. The president will explain his plan about 2 hours from now. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, inflation continues to remain in check. Commerce Department says last month consumer prices rose by a smaller than expected 0.1%. And economist Peter Cardillo says he's looking for an easing in energy and food prices in the months ahead.
The trend will continue at least for the next 6 to 8 months. And then after that, of course, we'll be subject to higher inflation that might actually be coming in from the huge deficits and obviously the weaker dollar.
Another day of demonstrations in Iran with the leader of the opposition calling for a mass rally tomorrow in defiance of the government. The regime is renewing attempts to control the flow of information. Washington Times correspondent Yasin Fodan is in Tehran.
The Revolutionary Guard came out today in their first comment since the troubles began that they're going to be filtering Iranian language media, and they were warning the people that run these media that if they include any kind of information that can be considered as inciting violence, and it's a very broad definition, then they're going to have to deal with the law.
And the government has cut off the social networking sites, including MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, which opposition supporters have been using. 3 days after capturing the NBA title, Los Angeles fans turn out today to cheer their Lakers.
It's the Lakers. Who wouldn't come? I mean, we didn't get no sleep, but we're here.
But today's parade for the champs will be different because the city is caught in a budget crunch. Taxpayers will not be picking up the tab. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering.
The parade and rally are expected to draw more than 100,000 people. Police are already out in force, some in riot gear, just in case there are any problems. Fans have been told there'll be no tolerance for any violence. Meanwhile, the mayor says the cost of today's activities, around $2 million, will be paid for by the Lakers and private donations.
Where are adults turning to get medical information? Increasingly, says a new study, they're logging on. The Pew Internet and American Life Project says the number surfing the web for health information has almost doubled during the past 2 years. Heather Cavett is Yahoo's Web Life editor.
People are feeling very empowered, and because they have this instant access to information, they're really becoming advocates for themselves.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 29 points. This is CBS News.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find all BF Goodrich and Michelin tires on sale. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy a set of Michelin tires, you'll get free mounting, wheel balance, and road hazard via mail-in rebate, a $56 value. Drive-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because this offer ends June 27th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little sack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's construction and remodeling industry picked up a little steam during Denver's home improvement bonanza blitz. The city gave away more than 1,200 free building permits over the past 2 weeks, trying to spark a wave of home improvements. Those permits totaled more than $6 million in projects. Swedish Medical Center is the target of a lawsuit from three former nurses. The Denver Post reporting the three claim they were fired for reporting cases of unsafe care at the hospital, including one instance where a pacifier had been allegedly taped to a baby's mouth. And it's the latest tension raiser in a brewing fight over road rights between drivers and bicyclists in the Boulder area. Flyers stuffed in Boulder County mailboxes threaten a vehicle blockade of next month's Sunrise Century bicycle ride. The Daily Camera reports the flyers began showing up last week and suggest drivers on left-hand Canyon Road might disrupt the bike ride. Finally, Denver drivers have plenty of room for improvement when it comes to courteous driving habits. The results of an annual national road rage survey ranked Denver at number 13 out of 25 cities. The least courteous, New York City. The nicest, Portland, Oregon. Finally, the Rockies can't get their 12th straight win last night as they get hammered by the Tampa Bay Rays 12-4. Same teams tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers, or network bosses, didn't want to change a thing.
Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change. Days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs.
And gentlemen,
actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
As well, he says their families are close. That closeness put me into situations that led to my inappropriate behavior, caused deep pain to both families, and for that, I am sorry. Don't know if you know, he is a member of the Promise Keepers, which is men of integrity, and they have their seven promises of a Promise Keeper, number three being a Promise Keeper is committed to practicing spiritual, moral, ethical, and sexual purity. Meanwhile, he was one of the most vocal politicians out there and trying to get Larry Craig to step down, as well as Bill Clinton during the whole Monica Lewinsky flap. What do you think about this? Should he resign? What do you do with this? Where does this religious hypocrisy come from? What is their hang-up with sex? What should the Promise Keepers do to John Ensign? I say they need to kick him out. Obviously, he's not committed to practicing spiritual, moral, ethical, and sexual purity. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also got this ticket giveaway for the Mile High Music Festival. Saturday, July 18th is the show I'm giving away today. It's a pair of tickets. That show features Widespread Panic, Tool, Incubus, G11 Special Sauce, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Galactic, and many more. Should be an awesome show. So all you got to do is talk to me on the line. Your name will go into a hat, and me and Erica will pick it at the end of the show. Let's take these in the order they came in. Ken in Douglas County, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, John, this really gets me fired up. Every single right-wing wacko radio host talks about their religion. They're always talking about how Christian they are, from the drug addict himself, Rush Limbaugh, to the creepy lawyer on AM 630 in the afternoon. Every single one of those guys talks about their Christianity. And the more if you listen to these guys, the guys that talk about it the most are the most effeminate ones, too. It's the creepiest thing. Now, when someone calls...
Said the people that speak out against most of the most, they're effeminate?
Yeah, the talk show hosts that talk about how religious they are more than the other ones. Like Glenn Beck loves to talk about religion and all this.
Yeah, I don't know if Rush does as much as Beck or even Hannity.
Right. But,
Dan Kaplis, you're correct.
In the feminine scale, that guy, Glenn Beck's probably just as, you know, he's pretty effeminate.
I don't know.
You listen to him talk. Hello. Anyway, then when you have people call up and say, well, I'm a Christian and I don't do this and I don't do that, and it's, well, if you're a Christian and you have respect and you stand up for what you believe in, why are you not saying anything about other Christians on the radio saying kill, 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 blow up, blow up, blow up, Obama's this, Obama's that? If you're not a Republican, then you're against America. I don't understand.
Has any religious organizations come out and talked about this shooting at the abortion of Tiller? The killing of Tiller?
No, but I can tell you what. I know Fox News spent about 2 minutes on it.
Right.
Why are they going to say anything?
This may just be a wacky observation from me, but it seems like most of the domestic terrorism that takes place here in the United States is done by ultra-religious right Christians.
Of course. Kooks. Nuts. But then the religious right says, oh, that's just a few people. That just happened. But why don't they speak out against it? You know, it's like the Catholics. Well, it was just a few priests that molested a few boys for a few hundred years. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, what are you going to do about it? Oh, we're going to cover it up. What? Well, yeah, we're going to cover it up because we got to look at the big picture. And then all the Catholics that follow these wackos, they just pretend, oh, you know, it's a few. It might have been a few dozen priests molesting a few thousand children, but why aren't you saying anything about it? Why? Because you're sheep. You don't care. You don't care. As long as you can wear your fancy jewelry to church on Sundays, that's all you care about. You could give you... These people are insane. Insane. Wow. Anybody that would listen to Rush Limbaugh about anything is a complete... I used to think they were just morons, but they're not. They're crazy. They're religious nuts. You know, it's like that idiot Bush saying that the Iraq war was a crusade.
Yeah.
You believe that?
He was told by God to go to Iraq, wasn't he?
Right, yeah. And I mean, where's my next-door neighbor? He's some kind of big Christian promise-keeper guy. He didn't say anything about that. He's got a bumper sticker on the back of his cars that say, I love my wife. Well, but, wow, really? Okay, well, I guess that makes you better than the rest of us. This guy loves his wife. He loves his wife so much.
Yeah, and he's so proud of it, he sticks a sticker on his car.
Yeah, he brought a $200 bumper sticker. I love my wife. I'm a little bit better than you. You love your wife? I know that, but why is she always...
Why do they feel they're better than those who choose not to maybe believe in their whatever their religion happens to be?
Because they need to make me seem less than to make themselves seem more than. They need
raise
to up,
yeah.
Their ego. That's because they don't feel... They feel inferior, so they use religion as a weapon, and they group together in what they call organized religions to beat me down. I got nothing against people. I got nothing against God. I like God. Here's a newsflash. I pray every day. I pray probably 3 or 4 times a day. But I'll tell you what, I am not going to put up anymore with these, not the crazy religious people with the bumper stickers and the radio microphones, with the other ones that say, well, I'm a Christian and I don't do that. Yeah, you're a Christian, you don't do anything. These people, you know, the idea of separation between church and state is not to protect the state, it's to protect the religion. Once you get religion mingled in with the state, everyone's going to point at your religion. And so you people are crazy. But well, they don't do anything. They're like, that's okay, I'm just going to go to church every other Sunday and get my bumper sticker and you know, oh, I love Jesus and I hate everything else and everybody else. Kill the Muslims, love Jesus. Ugh.
Well, Ken, hey, listen, man, I appreciate the phone call and I really appreciate your enthusiasm on this one. All right, man. Your passion. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man. Thank you. I don't necessarily agree with everything you said, but I think you make some really key points, okay?
I don't even know if I agree with everything I said.
All right. Well, call me again, all right, brother?
You got it.
Have a good day. Blaze and Aurora, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning, Blaze.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm just enjoying your show.
Thank you.
You got a lot of good stuff going on this morning. You know, the one point I want to make to you here is just pay attention to how divisive religion is. You know, you brought religion into this topic. Somehow religion got rolled in here, and all of a sudden you got all this stuff. Like, there's no cohesiveness anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's special. Everybody's different. You know? That is the only thing that religion does. It divides people up. Look at the problems in the world. They're all about my religion's better than yours. Our God, my God, your God. You know? It's just, that's the craziness that I see.
Well, I think you should check out this book by Christopher Hitchens. It's called, see if I can pull it up here. I think it's called How Religion Poisons Everything. It's a newer book.
Oh,
and I
yeah,
think we were
yeah.
trying to get him on with Jay Marvin before he got sick, but...
You know, like Promise Keepers, you know, there's been several other people. I can't remember their
name. I didn't even realize they were based here in Colorado.
Well, I didn't either, you know, but I remember the thing at Mile High, you know, people tried to get me to go to that. I refused because it was the same thing. People were going to go make promises. Promises get broken time and time again. Our politicians break their promises. Our religious leaders break their promises. Everyone breaks the promise, you know. Promise me this, promise me that, but what have you done? What are you doing, you know? I just find it so interesting to see how religion can divide people up quicker than politics.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
I agree with
Democrats
you.
And left wings and right wings and Republicans anymore. It's Christians this and non-Christians, and it's just insane.
And you see it everywhere. I mean, I'm not, you know, not to bring up a dumb example, but, you know, like watching a reality TV show and watching this, it was like one of those dating things. They're looking for, you know, a wife for their kid. And there was a Jewish mother who had a Jewish son, and she would not let her son be with somebody that was not practicing Jew.
Well,
You know, whether or not her son liked this other person or not. I mean, you see it divide people. It divides families.
Turn off your TV. You'll feel better.
Yeah, true.
Really. And, hey, where'd you decide to go on your anniversary?
We decided on, for all you that listened yesterday, we decided on Estes Park. Now, a couple of the different places we were wanting to go to were booked up. And this is probably my fault because I waited till the week of our anniversary to book the thing. So I take responsibility for that, but we decided on this nice little lodge in Estes Park that has a pool, a spa, so she can get her mani, pedi, and facial and all that. And I may go play a round of golf at Estes Park Golf Club. And so we're going to have a little fun up there, maybe stop by the Stanley, have a drink, and just hang out. So we decided on Estes Park. That's where the wife wanted to go.
Right on, man. Congratulations to both of you. You guys have a great time. I love your show. You are a man of integrity. See, you just stood up and said it was my fault because I procrastinated and waited until last day.
Right, it is.
How many people are willing to do that in their
life? Hey, if you ask my wife, I have to apologize probably at least 4 or 5 times daily.
Well, stop that.
I know. I need to do the right thing, then I wouldn't have to apologize.
But those things, and you won't have to apologize.
Yeah. But now, if you know me, you'll know that I am a forgiving person, and if I screw up, I will admit it.
Hey, my nieces are over here telling me to tell you to pull my name out of the hopper.
I'm going
to
try, Blaze. Your name is in the hopper, okay? If not today, tomorrow and Friday is another chance, okay?
And my best to Jay.
You got it, man. I'll tell him hello from you today.
Later.
Thanks, Blaze. 303-713-7600. Keith and Mark, hang on. I'm coming to you guys next. And anyone else who wants to get in here, we've been talking about hypocrisy, religion, all kinds of stuff going on with this. Senator John Ensign admitting to an affair with an ex-campaign staffer. Meanwhile, he's a member of Seven Promises. He's one of the leading candidates for the Republican nominee for president in 2012. He called out Bill Clinton to resign. He also called out Larry Craig to resign. He says he won't. What do you think of that? 303-713-7600. Let's check traffic with Todd Parker.
Crews are still working on that surface street crash, 25th in Colorado, and we've got leftover heavy pockets southbound I-25.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or LowersHardwoods.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining
show.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Go to bankonyourself.com and click on the blue seal at the top. That's bankonyourself.com.
9:22 in the morning, John Turk on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Had a really passionate caller there in that last segment. Any reaction to him? He basically said all the right-wingers are crazy and wacko. Maybe I'm misconstruing what he said, but he was pretty passionate and a great call. One of the better calls we've had this morning. Let's head back to him in the order they came. Keith in Denver, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, John. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. I'm trying.
Good. A lot to go on. I'm a Christian. I'm Episcopalian. I'm a huge liberal. Couldn't be more liberal. And I think the concern, I'd like to make sure that people don't automatically lump Christians in with right-wingers, because there's a whole world of us who are not freaks about it, and we're not all judgy, and we don't hate gays and don't want to start wars for Christianity and all that. So as long as we can keep that separate and know that there are, you know, some Christians with a great deal of integrity and, you know, who try and do the right thing every day, that's important. And you brought up Christopher Hitchens, who I think is a genius, even though I disagree with him. His book is called God Is Not Great.
Is that what it is? I think he has a newer one.
And then the subtitle is How Religion
Plays. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So put in a plug for that. He's a good guy. Very bright. And you can YouTube him debating Dinesh D'Souza, who is a nut job, and he absolutely tears him apart.
Right.
But as far as Christian being sort of a moral set of guidelines, I would disagree with that, because what Hitchens says is if we didn't have morality, we wouldn't even have gotten, you know, to the point where Christianity had started. Like, there were 100,000 years of humanity. Sorry, I'm not used to being on the phone.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Hey, if I can do this, anybody can, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. We had gotten, you know, 98,000 years of humanity and civilization and Egyptians and 5,000 years ago and the whole thing. And if adultery was legal, if murder was okay, and if there wasn't already a moral prescription against these things, we would not have gotten past the first 1,000 years if people would just kill and rape and slaughter and genocide and just take whatever women they want. So Christianity is sort of, I look at it as like a set of guidelines which are nice to live by, but impossible to live by, and that's why there's also forgiveness, and that's why, you know, you don't really get kicked out of being a Christian.
Didn't seem like Ensign was willing to forgive Craig or Bill Clinton.
I would say that he is taking Christianity to the extreme, and I think that if he, you know, read his Bible a little bit more, you'd see that Jesus was, in fact, a liberal. Like, everybody gets forgiven.
Yeah, that was going to be another question I was going to throw out this hour. If Jesus were walking the earth today, would he be a liberal or a conservative?
I think just the way he treated the poor, I think, makes him a liberal,
yep,
by definition, honestly. Yep. I think, you know, do the least, what you do for the least among you is what you do for me, to paraphrase. I think sort of puts him in the camp of the left, if you will. But I'm not sure, and I guess my final point would be, I don't know if Ensign should resign because he's a Christian who failed at Christianity, because you're allowed to do that, and if he seeks forgiveness, fantastic. But if his constituents, if he doesn't feel, or if they don't feel that he can represent them as a conservative and as a family values guy, which has nothing to do with Christianity, like, family values, or whatever you consider them to be, come from a place that predates Christianity, then let them kind of sort that out among them. But I don't think him being a philanderer makes them unqualified to do whatever his loony right-wing constituents want him to do. And if they're willing to forgive him, he's already forgiven by Jesus, then he can go on and continue saying ridiculous things and voting the wrong way on everything that I find important about policy. And then let his, you know, let his primary opponent come after him in 2 years or 6 years or whenever it is, and just shred him.
Yeah, I think he'll be shredded if he sticks around.
Yeah, and God willing, I don't know if when Vitter comes up, but I can't believe he stuck around. But
I can't either.
He's everybody in the party,
and he defended Vitter.
Sure.
Vitter was with the prostitute. Craig was with, you know, It was soliciting sex there in the bathroom at the Minneapolis airport. Kind of similar type situations, whether or not it was with the same sex or not. But he kind of left Vitter alone.
Yeah, of course, they all left Vitter alone. And he was free to be the one guy to vote against Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State.
Yep.
And so you keep them. Like, let them keep doing
it. Yeah, just let them bury themselves, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. So.
All right. Hey, man, I really appreciate the phone call. It was a good one this morning, Keith. Call me again, okay?
Count on it.
You got it. Let's read a couple of instant messages, and you can always send those to am760.net. Click on the lineup. Click on Jay Marvin. Then on the left-hand side, you'll see a little icon that says Instant Message Jay. I do get those. This one comes from Mary. Promise Keepers is a men's organization. One of the things that they push is that wives are subservient to their husbands. My brother used to be involved. What do you think about that? Senator Ensign is a member of this group. Also, this comes from Kevin. Question, why is Colorado the center of the religious bigot universe? Not taking a shot, but I just wonder why your state seems to have all these headquarters for the wingnut Jesus folk. Also, Ensign and his bumper sticker, like the guy that's homosexual who rants against gays and lesbians, the sticker is to give him cover, to make people think he must be a dedicated, loving husband. Really, it's to fake people out. These people make me sick. Happy anniversary, bro, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, for the instant messages. Again, just shoot those at am760.net. Got to go there and then follow the Jay Marvin links, and I will see all of those. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in Lakewood. Mark, you're on AM760. Thanks for hanging.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm hanging in, man. You?
Good, good. My point, I guess, is I think that the Christian, especially the radical right-wing Christian, and I think I'm a Christian. I don't know anymore. I'm so confused about it. Has pushed, especially people that are on the edge to maybe become a Christian, the kids, when they see what's going on, I think they've done more to push people away from Christianity than to bring it into Christianity. And, you know, it's like St. Francis said, I don't know that I'm saying it in the same words he did, but basically his message was go out and preach, use words if you need to. So, you know, it's more of how you live. There's many people that are agnostic that are a great example.
Well, so it's more about what you teach instead of how you live?
It's more about how you live than how you teach and tell everybody, I'm a Christian, buy from me because I have a fish on my business card. Right. I think that a lot of people have used it to make money. You know how Christ kicked over all the tables and all that in the cathedral or whatever. I just feel like that the right-wing Christianity has done more to make it a bad thing rather than a good thing.
Yeah, and I think that, and this may just be me, but I think that's happened over the last 20 years.
Yeah, and I saw it more in the 8 years of the Bush administration. It made me so angry. That's why I say I don't know if I'm a Christian anymore, because I don't know if I can relate to that.
James Dobson was George Bush's religious, what would you call it? Not advisor. I had an email earlier. Let me pull it up. It was from my buddy Ken on my text messages, but this came in. Ted Haggard was G.W. Bush's spiritual advisor. So, yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, and you see where those people's heads are at. I mean, it's a money-making situation, whereas St. Francis threw his clothes off, went nude into the forest, you know, and denounced all his worldly possessions, born a rich kid like George Bush, born a rich kid, but doesn't live any of it. And you know, I remember watching Conan the Barbarian one time, and they got into this fight. Crom is my God. He's better than your God. And it seems to me that it's gotten real childish like that. You know, every religion.
It does.
Now,
it seems extremely juvenile. My religion's better than yours. You know what I think? I think all of them are about equal. As long as they kind of teach good tenets and how to become a nice individual, not hurt other people. And like an earlier caller, Denny said, it's mostly about love is what it should be about.
Exactly.
And loving your neighbor.
I'm with you there.
All right, man. Great call. Thanks for calling in. Your name is automatically entered in to win a pair of tickets to Mile High Music Fest. Okay, Mark?
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. Call me again.
Okay,
don't be
bye-bye.
A stranger. Let's go to Pierre in Hartzell. Pierre, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Hey, John. I just want to say yesterday one of the sweetest things you said was when one guy said to you, oh, how long a drive do you want to take? And you said, oh, it didn't really matter. My wife and I, we like to sit and talk, and I thought that was just the sweetest thing. No wonder you guys have been married.
Yeah, you know, it's fun when we don't have the kids in the back screaming, telling us to change the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be nice to just, you know, have the radio at a nice minimal volume and just kind of just take it all in. So, no, I mean, I'm extremely lucky. Stacy is my best friend.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing in the world. So
thank you, Pierre.
I wanted to say about Enzum. It just cracks me up because when Vitter came back to the Senate, they gave him a standing ovation, didn't they? They clapped.
They sure did.
And so they don't have any problems with guys whoring around. But, you know, if you're gay, that's a whole different subject. And so I think the hypocrisy is just rampant, you know, and especially now with all the little murders that have been going on, you don't hear anything from these people about how horrible it is. I mean, there was a family down in Arizona that was killed, and they killed their daughter, you know. And I'm just like, I just don't get it. But I have a bumper sticker that says, religion is to keep the poor from murdering the rich. And I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of truth to that bumper sticker, unfortunately, you know. So, I don't know. It just breaks your heart. But.
Yeah, it really does. And if you look at New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, you know, with his whole involvement in the call girl and all the money he was spending, he was forced out of there.
That's right. And, you know, here they are. They're giving a stimulus package. I don't think that this guy would have even admitted anything if it hadn't been for the girl's husband blackmailing him. And there's the irony, too. You've got two of them married. And, you know, and here's this guy, you know, what are those, the keeper guys, you know, and they're both married. I mean, don't these people have any conscience whatsoever? The stupidity is just ridiculous. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Pierre, great stuff. I love talking to you. And I like this quote. This is a Mahatma Gandhi quote. I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ.
That's right. Or this one. Militant agnostic. I don't know, and you don't either. So.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pierre. Let's take one more. Actually, we're a little late for a break, so Wade and Steve, please hang on. I will get to you after this quick timeout. But first, I'm going to get a few words from our sponsors as well as a traffic update from our man, Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25, still busy downtown. It's on the approach to 38, taking you towards Spear. Speeds are going to be dipping into the 20s and 30s there. 270 is also a crowded ride after Quebec. Same deal on the southbound side of 225. This DTC up to I-25. That'll attack a minute or two onto your ride just past the tech center. Two cars mixed it up. 25th and Colorado should be out of the way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one. High of about 84 degrees. Currently sunny skies, and it's already 72. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the GOP says...
La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the? Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station and the NAB.
It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift. A new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Market meltdowns, fading rallies, 24/7, 365 cable news whine-a-thons about the economy. And yet, there are investors out there just getting warmed up. Markets have always moved up and down, but some people have acquired the knowledge to make money and protect their portfolios no matter what kind of market it is. What's their secret? Investtools. In fact, over 400,000 people have become smarter investors with Investtools, the leader in investor education. And with this limited-time offer, you can too. Reserve your seat at a free InvestTools class in your area. Learn how to spot investment opportunities and how you can profit from them when everyone else is running for the hills. Visit tryinvesttools.com to get that edge. To attend a free InvestTools class in your area, visit tryinvesttools.com. That's tryinvesttools.com.
Got about 23 minutes here left in the show before Ed Schultz comes on, taking your calls. Lines are full. Thanks for participating at 303-713-7600. If you do get on with me, your name will be thrown in a hat, and we'll pick that in 20 minutes, and you will be the winner for a free pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival, the Saturday night show featuring Widespread Panic and Tool at Dick's Sporting Goods Fields. Let's go back to him, Wade in Denver. Thanks for hanging on, Wade. You with me, Wade?
Hey, Turk, it's Wade Norris. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. You? I just shot you an email.
Did you?
Yeah, sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday.
Hey, I bet you're pretty busy, though.
Oh, it's been nuts, man. It's been a crazy 4 weeks for me.
I was trying to figure out if you were manning the boards and running the talk.
I'm not. I got a great producer with me, Erica, today.
Yeah, I talked to her a minute ago. She seems really great.
She is cool.
Hey, let me just say, let's take this argument back to the Founding Fathers. I mean, there's no religious test to be a civil servant in the United States government. And we really shouldn't be talking about this because of religion. We should just be holding John Ensign to the standards that he holds others to.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to do, because if you just...
If we sit and attack religion, then we're probably digging a hole for ourselves as well.
Well, for me, John, I started my graduate degree, or finished up my graduate degree, and the first day of school at Iowa School of Theology was the day after 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, ILF led the area, or actually led the nation, in getting people of faith of the Jewish background, Muslim, Christian, and other backgrounds to come in dialogue. And it was this kind of nice, shining moment of forgetting about what divides us and bringing people together. And I think that, you know, if we're really going to tackle what's wrong with the world, with the planet, in terms of all kinds of human conflict and things like that, we need to get past religious discussions. Not because religions are good or bad, it's just I really think it gets in the way. And
it gets in the way and causes more divisiveness, like divisiveness, like the lad, like a couple callers ago said.
Exactly. And, we should just be taking John Ensign's words and putting that he said about Clinton and just put his own name in there and say, what do you say to that? And that should actually be a religious free conversation, because that just gets in the way of him being.
But he wears his religion on his sleeve. That's
well,
the problem.
That's between, I guess, him and his conscience. But the thing that if he called out Clinton for wearing tennis shoes to the White House, and then he says he should resign, and then now he gets caught wearing tennis shoes to the White House. You know, it's just you can't have double standards, and expect people to give you a pass. When you inject religion into it, I think that's when people get riled up and you get these emotional pleas that really obfuscate the point. But I love talking about religion.
I do too, man. I mean, I thought I might be lucky if I get an hour out of this morning. Here I am, 3 hours and 40 minutes later.
Hey, it makes it for a fast day, eh?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, it's an important – I could do this every day this week, you know, because I think everybody has an opinion about it. And I just hate seeing people being called out for stuff, you know, that the people pointing the fingers are doing the same thing themselves.
Yeah, and that's where
– I mean, we just need to quit the hypocrisy in government and in religion.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're doing as Bush said to Gordon Brown, you're doing a heck of a job.
Heck of a job, Turkey. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Wade, and I hope you get your chance here as well, okay, my man?
Okay, we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, give me a shout today, okay?
All right,
we'll see you. 303-713-7600. Going back to the phones, let's go to Steve in Sedalia. What's happening down there, Steve?
Dan, how are you, brother?
I'm good, man. You?
Good. This is a new change for
me. Yeah, I know. It's good to talk to you on this side, huh?
It's cool.
Yeah, for sure. I'm usually screening you.
When Sirota was in and you guys were having the, you know, how'd we do kind of thing, and I tried to get through to say, you're doing an excellent job. So as far as I'm concerned, you got a career in this.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. That means a lot. Thanks, yeah. Steve. Sometime we've got to get down together for a beer at the Sedalia Bar and Grill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, bring it all the way up to the Sprucewood. Right?
The Sprucewood?
Yeah, why stop at the little town?
Okay, you got it.
So, on this subject, and, you know, you pretty much know where I'm at, and for the most part, I've called in on this topic. It's one of my favorites. And you just hit the nail on the head just a second ago. It's about the hypocrisy, and that's it in a nutshell. And, you know, I was raised in a Christian home. I now prefer to refer to myself as a follower of Christ versus a Christian, because I can't stand what these so-called Christians have done to the Christian faith, if you will.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at it from a biblical perspective and you look at what Christ, which is always the, you know, it's always about Jesus. I think that's a given. If you look at where he stood and where he was the most critical, it was hypocrisy. He never got down on the sinners. He was always down on the leaders of the church. In the Bible, it's called, you know, Sadducees and Pharisees.
Uh-huh.
That's where he got pissed off. So, I mean, and that's the thing that we have to keep in mind. I can't prove a damn thing about what I believe. I just believe what I believe, the same as the Muslims.
And we shouldn't knock other people's belief systems.
That's right, because none of us can prove that we're
like the
right.
One caller said earlier this, I don't know if it was earlier this hour or the end of last hour, but just said, talking about the truth. It's not about morality. It's about the truth, and that's what the Bible is about.
Right.
I mean, see that.
Right. Well, but, you know, and here's that word, the truth, in Christianity gets thrown around constantly because, you know, the phraseology is, you know, Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. The truth is always, you know, but for Christians, it's the truth is, this is where it gets flawed again. With Christians, the truth is Jesus is the only way, period, end of story. You believe that or you don't believe that. Now, I believe that because that's what I believe, but that doesn't make me right, and that doesn't mean that somebody who believes something else, my Jewish friends, my Muslim friends, believe something else. That doesn't make them wrong.
Right.
They just believe differently, and, you know, and
yeah, you shouldn't have to prove what you believe in is the truth.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, you just have to believe what you believe in or choose to believe in nothing. I mean, atheists and agnostics still believe in something.
Yeah, see, I'm not an atheist. I'd probably consider, I consider myself somewhere between a Christian and a agnostic, somewhere a little bit. I don't know. It just seems like the lines have gotten blurred over the last, you know, I want to believe, but then I don't follow with a lot of what they're doing there in the church.
Well, and that's why I say I don't refer to myself as Christian. You know, and
I refer to myself as an agnostic.
Well, and that's fine. I mean, again, you know, but at least you, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that comes from the unknown. I mean,
I don't know what to believe in.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't know either. I just believe.
There's something out there that's made this all happen, the reason why we're here and the earth is, you know, sustains life.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason for that, but I don't know what it is. I can't say it's God.
That's right, and you can't, you know, none of us can prove any of it. We can only just state what we believe, and it should be okay for everybody else to state what they believe, too. And in the end, we'll all find out. For all we know, in the end, there's nothing.
Yeah, in the end, we could just be buried in the dirt, and the worms crawl on your eyeballs, and, you know.
The big dirt nap, that could be the end of it. We don't know. Now,
or you could be reincarnated.
It could be. It could be anything.
Soul could go to heaven.
That's right.
You know, I don't know what happens. I'm not sure to say that, you know, my belief is better than yours or his is better than hers.
And that's the way it should be. And you know, honestly, people just take the Bible and they twist it and they turn it and they make it into whatever they want to make it into. That's why we have so many denominations.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the birth of the non-denominational church came from. But they still have a doctrine by which they follow. And, you know, the one guy mentioned the church in Aurora. I used to go there. I know the guy he's talking about. I know his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he's a fraud, I don't know. I mean, he does a good job. It's a great church if you like the black thing, which I do.
I do, too.
It's a predominantly black church, and I love it. Now, we haven't been in a long time, but it has nothing necessarily to do with him, but you know, it's really about, it should be about what makes you feel good, what gives you hope, what lifts your spirits. And beyond that, you know, if somebody else wants to think something else or do something else, you should just let them do it. And in the end, we'll all know.
Yeah. Steve, hey, listen, I hate to cut you a little short, man. I got to get a few more calls in here before
all right,
we cut
brother.
It.
It's good talk to you.
Man, you were an awesome call this morning.
Tell Jay.
I hope everybody was listening to you this morning because you made some great points.
Well, thanks. And I've been praying for Jay.
All right.
Because I believe.
Me too, man. Hey, thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, well,
see you, buddy. Let's go to OK in Denver. What's happening, OK?
Hello.
How are you today, brother?
Hey, I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in, man.
Great. Hey, listen, this is a very interesting topic. I've dealt with this issue all my life. I grew up in that kind of a family. I became a professional. I just became a professional, I guess you could say. I can only tell you that I've concluded that all of this isn't true. I've done a lot of investigating, a lot of research, a lot of surveying, et cetera, et cetera. I've concluded that it's just not true, man. What if, to me, the conclusions that I have arrived to is it's all power and control over the masses through fear and confusion for the bottom line, money, and whatever exorbitant amount of money allow you to have.
Money and
that's
power.
The bottom line.
Is that what the church is about, you think?
Excuse me?
Is that what the church is about, you think?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that mean well. Unfortunately, why is it that the undesirable ones always seem to have a dominant role in their surroundings? Always. You ever notice that? Always. And it's like, come on, man. This is enough. It's a lie. It's over. I mean, I think a lot of people in this country in particular are ready to say it. It's a lie. But they don't know what the backlash is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's a lie. All of it. And we've been fed a big lie for the last 2,000 years. And it's over. It's time. It's time we put an end to it.
Well, okay. Over. You know, those dinosaur fossils were put here to test our faith. Right?
Yeah, well...
Don't know if I believe that one.
Well, you know, they might have had saddles for them, too. You never know.
Right. All right, okay. Hey, man, I got to squeeze a couple more in. Thanks for the call, and your name is in the hopper. Let's go to Lewis in Denver. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, I'm great.
Boy, some of these people can talk and talk and talk and talk. Gee, they just keep on going on. That's part of our problem, too.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. No, I just, that two callers ago, he just kept on talking. Anyway,
well, he made great points, I thought, so I let him go, Lewis. I'm sorry.
Okay, forget it, okay?
All right, go on.
But the thing is, hey, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm trying, man. And, it's my first really week of talk radio, so.
Jay Marvin, I don't think he's coming back.
Well, I disagree with you there. He wants to get back. It's just a matter of when.
Well, he's been that sick. I don't know about it, but anyway.
Now move on, Lewis. I'm sorry.
No, these Christians, they make me sick.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, there's American values was founded on Christianity, and Christianity is good for some people who need that crutch, okay, because it keeps people in check. But basically, it all falls apart because they always think they're better than everybody. And, you know, I'm just getting tired of all this stuff because it's just a travesty that, they think they're better than Muslims and Hindus and Buddha and all these.
In my 34 years, Lewis, I've never seen such a division among people here in America because of religion and politics than I do in the last, since about 2004.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
It is getting crazy. Everybody hates each other now.
Yeah, that's why I don't even care about, well, you know, I love the plain old-fashioned Christian with good tenets and good values.
Yeah.
But.
Teach
you know
my
what?
Kid not to steal, not to hurt, not
right.
to murder.
Great.
You know, but I don't need to teach my kids to hate gays.
That's why I believe in UFOs, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right, Lewis.
That's it. You have a good day.
All right, you too, brother.
Job.
All right. 303-713-7600. I'm going to try to fit in as many of your calls here on the other side before we hit CBS News and go to Ed Schultz. We'll also pick our winner for today's Mile High Music Festival ticket winner. And that's coming up after Todd Parker takes a look at traffic.
Southbound I-25, still busy downtown. It's on the approach to 38, taking you towards speed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Spine yourself with world-class care. The state-of-the-art Sky Ridge Spine and Total Joint Center is now open. Call 720-225-5362 to learn more or visit them at skyridgemedcenter.com. Sky Ridge, leading the way in spine and total joint care.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on...
Now at the Home Depot, give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift, a gift card. You choose the amount. Dad chooses the gift. A new grill, a new drill, a new whatever he wants for whatever he wants to do. Plus, with new lower prices, Dad can get more bang for his buck. Well, your buck, really, thanks to the gift card you gave him. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Tucked back into the 70s, those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or shipped directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
John Turk in for Jay Marvin. 5 minutes till 10 o'clock. Let's try to get everybody in here that's on the lines as we approach the top of the hour. Bruce, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Bruce.
How you doing?
Good, man. You?
Well, I've been listening to your show. I've really enjoyed it this morning.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you what, I just wanted to call up and make a couple points about free will. You know, most Christians don't realize that the very first part of the Bible with Adam and Eve gave up Adam and Eve free will to sin or not to sin. All right? And later in the Bible, he also mentioned he's going to be the one to judge. So they should think about those 2 points.
Yep. Great point. Hey, Bruce, I'm trying to get everybody in, so thank you so much for calling in, man. Your name's in the hopper, okay? I'm picking that in just a second. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Hey, John.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I love your program. I love Jay and you. You do a great job, and I miss David.
But?
Yeah, it is a pod.
Go ahead. Make it quick. I'm sorry, Richard.
I know. These emotional issues that are really bothered me as a progressive, because they focus in on people like Sarah Palin and David Letterman and the Bible, and those are the things that I'm not interested in getting all emotional about. Last night we watched the financial crisis and the banking crisis on frontline. It was unbelievable, and I don't think the general public understands how corrupt our financial system.
No, it really is.
And we need to.
And here's the deal, Richard. I'm not an economist, and I have a really hard time explaining economical issues, okay? David Sirota is the master at that, and I wish, you know, it's not like I'm trying to avoid subjects I can't discuss. I could pull it off for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
But I just felt I listened to Fox and Friends kind of just blow by this one on the way in this morning, and it made me mad. They didn't mention anything about how he asked for Clinton's resignation or Craig's, and I just saw that, and I went with it.
Okay.
But, you know, this is entertainment as well, Richard. You know, we're here to entertain you guys.
Well, you know, I know.
And inform.
It's a hard time to be entertained when you're financially without a job and, you know, you're having to deal with this stuff. And the other day you did.
We did the job thing. I talked about Iran. I talked about North Korea. I'm trying to get it all in, man.
Well, the health care the other day, you asked about.
I did health care last time I filled in, too.
Yeah, and that I wanted to, you know, there was a nurse that called up, and I'm a nurse. And you would think, well, there's plenty of nursing jobs out there, but people don't understand that there are so many nurses leaving the field because it's dangerous. And there are so many personal issues that I've come across. I know family members that have gone in for routine colonoscopies and ended up on a ventilator. I mean,
hey, Richard, I hate to cut you short, man. I got 20 seconds left. I got to pull a name for my winner, okay?
All right.
I'll probably talk about healthcare tomorrow. Call me, okay?
I will.
All right. Erica, I'm going to grab in the hat here real quick, and I swear this is completely random. I'm drawing number 24. Who's that, Erica?
Number 24 is Tom.
Tom. So you probably called in the middle of the show. We just kind of give everybody a number. Tom, I don't have a last name for you, but you're our winner. You get a free pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Eric and Aaron, I apologize for not getting your calls. I'll be back tomorrow, so feel free to give me a shout, 303-713-7600. Ed Schultz is next on AM760.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average...
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goal.